we're live.
So Raylene and I watched Starship Troopers yesterday because it was on Netflix or whatever. And man, does Jake Busey look like his dad.
Boy. Mm-hmm.
They both have the same demon mouth. Also, that movie's good. As per usual, Jim is wrong.
It's a good movie. No, it's a good movie, but
it's
it
a
is
terrible adaptation.
It is a terrible adaptation. And since that book, Starship Troopers, is like his favorite book ever, the fact that they adapted it that way.
Whose favorite book ever? Heinlein's?
Jim's.
Oh, Jim's. Rats. Oh, well.
Rats.
Yeah. He absolutely hates it because of the adaptation. He cannot look past it.
I love Heinlein, and that's one of my least favorite Heinlein books. It's a good book, but it's just... I actually like the book, the movie a little bit better than the book, and I know that's sacrilege. Although they could have more power armor.
Well, that's the thing is, no power armor. What's her face is a her instead of a him, and you know,
basically, if you took Starship Troopers and Edge of Tomorrow and mixed them together, I'd be very happy with that.
Yeah, and like the way that they do Starship Troopers, like at the end when they're like, they'll keep on fighting, like to the viewer, it seems like a optimistic badass thing. It doesn't get across the fact that it's a really stupid, suicidal, pathetic, stupid decision. It sounds like a heroic, you know, patriotic decision, and so they don't really get across the satire as much.
It's such a great satiric movie.
Would you like to know more?
It sounds like Paul Verhoeven at his best.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Paul Verhoeven.
That's what that sounds like to me.
Paul Verhoeven is good.
Mm-hmm. We should probably introduce everyone.
Nah.
Well, what are we? 144.
143.
Mm-hmm. Which we already said is not a prime number. It's 13 times 11.
Yeah, we're one episode past the point of
no return.
So army of neckbeards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, forming to take us out.
Next episode is going to be gross, guys.
Yeah.
I was letting my neckbeard grow math out, joke, but gross. I didn't have time. Yeah, didn't give me enough notice. So.
Oh, right. God.
Next episode's going to be gross.
Because it's 144. I get it.
Yeah, it is.
I also made sure I said that out loud for people who don't know math jokes.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, I tend to be a decent person sometimes.
If Green Bay loses right now, I'm going to be so annoyed.
We can't lose. They could. There's like 5 minutes left in the game.
There was like 2 minutes, and they were up by three scores.
It was 4:38. That's more like five than it is.
Stranger things.
You only have to. I think mathematically, if they kneel three times and punt, and then it's run back for a touchdown, and then they kneel three times and punt, and it's run back for a touchdown, and they kneel three times, they still win.
Okay.
Like. There literally wasn't enough time left for Seattle to win. By Seattle, I mean
Washington.
Seattle is less racist.
Seattle had a gift given to them today.
Before I forget, I had an announcement. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Seattle's MVP. Ourselves. Oh, yeah, we still haven't done that.
So
no.
Go ahead and round it off, Andy. You started.
So instead of candy crushing it, you're coloring.
I don't candy crush.
But her pencil's too big, so her branches are kind of blurry.
Yeah, it's really a really thick crayon. I don't like it.
Who makes crayons like that?
That's a really lame crayon. Well, do you have to sharpen it?
No.
They try to sell you by this pretty package, and then you're like, we're going to give you...
They didn't sell me by the packaging. They sold me by the, I don't have to sharpen them, so I can leave this all at work. Yeah.
But you do have to sharpen them, or else
peel the paper, and then it sharpens by its own
by the fact that there's more crayon available and not a sharper
point. They should just sharpen, you just have to, like,
you have to use scribble. It in a weird way.
To give it a point,
which is sharpening.
Have shitty coloring, because it's not why I'm coloring.
I'm Nathan.
Damn it, I was going to say Andy.
Sorry, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Andy.
Hi, I'm Ben.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Brian, and we're missing on the other Brian. Well, I am the other Brian, but the original Brian.
No, you're Brian.
You're Brian now. I am Brian right now.
Brian wasn't here today.
Yep,
Own that shit.
The original Brian has packed his bags and moved off to
Alaska.
It was the Alps.
It's a monastery in the Alps, and his sole purpose there is to learn Malifaux and Guildball. I imagine, though, that he will only be there for maybe a week after he's played 90 games and judges the game to be stagnant and uninspiring.
You stopped on my announcement. I had an announcement. Oh. My announcement is Malifaux's a terrible game for big, dumb, gay babies.
Hey, you don't have to be gay.
Now I don't have to worry about my house getting burnt down.
Joke's on you, I rent. Hooray, bad economy.
Renter's insurance.
We've got farmers.
Ben, you're a terrible person with bad opinions, and you play Malifaux. I'm right, aren't I?
I used to play Malifaux.
Even the guy who came to defend Malifaux. No, okay.
I have enough experience with Malifaux that I can talk about Malifaux.
To be perfectly honest, the Malifaux community has chosen their champion.
No, this they haven't. They have no idea I'm here. I actually know some of those guys that were in the thread.
They know you're here.
They have no idea.
So is this like your dirty secret? Like,
kind of. It's like I have a box in the corner of the closet, and there's some Malifaux.
Don't worry. The downvotes will spread like wildfire on YouTube. Don't worry.
I'm fighting this fight on like 5 different forums right now. Like I'm in the fuck fort, we're arguing about Malifaux.
In the fuck forum.
Yeah. No, the fuck fort.
Okay.
Oh, even better. Wait, okay. Fort.
I don't know what this
five fingers.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, five fingers. It's colloquially referred to as the fuck fort.
I was not aware of that.
No, because it alliterates. I don't know. I Will like Pagani says we're all terrible.
Will Pagani's right.
He says we're all terrible because of this?
No, the fuck fort. Well, Will Pagani basically said that everybody who posts on five fingers is...
Oh, it's terrible, yeah. Terrible. Well, I was part of that. Don't you remember? That was it?
No.
It was at Gen Con.
Was it?
Yeah, when he posted on there, I was right next to Will Pagani at the time.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Right, so yeah, so we do have announcements, right?
Like not bridge burning ones, but actual.
Well,
announcements.
No, these ones are actual ones. I did check out my Facebook to see how the events are organized for this month for War Machine and the coming one, and it's not bad. It's a pretty good run. On the 23rd, there's the 50-point steamroller at Pegasus in Madison, and then after that, in Green Bay at Gnome Games on the 30th, there's another steamroller. I think this one's a 50-point one, but I can't remember right off the top of my head. And then the very next day, if you want to travel to Milwaukee at Johnny C's Cards, they're having a two-list 35-point event, I assume.
You're forgetting about the best one.
Well, the WOG PACA event.
Correct.
That one I've been roped into going to.
Yep, 35 points.
And that's on the 30th as well. So if you don't want to drive to Green Bay and play War Machine there, you can drive to WAPACA.
Yep.
And witness myself and Andy. Well, I'll probably get drunk to the point where Andy has to carry me home. But
I'll just get, honestly, I'll get a couple sled dogs really, and I'll just point them south.
Okay,
and then just mush them.
I was giving you a cue to get cut before then, but we'll see. And then finally, there's another Milwaukee event at Realm of the Dragon on the 13th of February, and that is a Devastation release event.
Oh, yeah.
Slow, bro, but it works.
In addition to that.
That was a while ago.
In addition to that, there's also a Guild Ball tournament in Bloomington, Illinois, next weekend called the Frosty Balls Tournament. Ooh. So if you want to sign up for some Frosty Balls, go on the Guild Ball forums, and pretty good group going down there. So
I feel like we're gonna Saturday Night Live it and start talking about my salty balls, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sweaty balls.
My sweaty balls. Yeah, there we go.
Sweaty
it
balls.
Was chocolate salty balls for South Park.
Yes.
Yeah. Sweaty balls was good because it had Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
And Alec Baldwin is a goddamn national treasure.
He really is. He's the best of the Baldwins.
Like, occasionally he calls his daughter a fat, stupid pig and like blows up on Twitter.
Who
but
doesn't?
You know what? Alec Baldwin is a national treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Most certainly.
Are there like how many factions are there in Gilded Balls?
8 now, 9
Gilded
soon.
Gilded Balls.
They're bringing the hunters in with
everybody. Just keeps talking. The only ones I hear about are the Brewers and the Alchemists. Nobody plays anything else.
I play the Butchers.
Oh, there's Fishermen too.
There's a lot of Crix diehards who are like dead Morticians.
Morticians are pretty cool.
I didn't even know they existed.
Yeah, they have Morticians and Engineers and Pillow or the Chimney Sweeps.
Are there any robots or rat monsters?
Yes.
Oh, there's robots?
There's certainly
they're
robots.
Engineers.
There's rat monsters.
Engineers have like a little like cricket robot that goes around and exploding at people.
There's
that's
one.
The same
isn't
as being
there
a robot,
an automaton
though.
Lady in that too?
Yeah, yeah. And there's a couple like wood like mannequins that run around that are robots.
No, that's Malifaux.
This is not as fun as being uneducated talking about this.
Sorry.
You're trying to educate us.
In Guild Ball, what you get is instead of dice,
it's like sports ball.
You get two really big balls. And the way that you actually like go for the first turn is you throw it at your opponent's
it's
head.
It's like dodgeball.
That is
really
empirical evidence from experience. This is how you play the game.
Oh, you don't
cut
just
the
play,
balls?
You can cut. Well, if you have a big enough grip, then yeah, you have.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is not good for small-handed people.
If we each had a big ball, I would just play Conkers.
Yeah, is that where you just run at each other with the ball?
No, that's where you hit each other's balls with your balls, and whoever's balls break loses.
Oh, man.
Do you spend all day on Urban Dictionary
looking
up stuff?
Okay.
Because that's my thought. Every time I listen to this podcast, I'm like, wow, he just that's all he does all day
is
Urban Dictionary.
This is actually a semi-legitimate thing. It's a
old. I'm not doubting that.
It's an old legitimate thing. Well, it's not with your balls, but it's a children's thing in England that probably goes back to the Middle Ages, where you'd find like an acorn or a nut or whatever your group of friends used, and you'd put a string through it, and then you just spin it and smash it into the other guys, and then he'd spin it and smash into yours, and you took turns smashing, and whichever one broke fucking lost. It was a battle to the death. And so somebody would have this champion conqueror that had killed hundreds of other people's nuts.
If the acorn broke or if the person's nuts broke?
Well, you don't hit each other's nuts, you hit each other's acorn.
See, now I was thinking,
see, that was a point of contention.
You're hitting the acorn with the acorn. You're hitting the acorn with the acorn, and it's a battle to the death for the acorns.
Gotcha. Because acorns are very valuable.
Yeah, and so kids would like polish them, and they'd rub them with liniment oil to harden them and everything.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
So this is like the hoop on the with like the pole that you like.
Yeah,
push on the street.
This is beyond that because that's like 20 stuff. Conkers is from like the Middle Ages. Like this is what Dickensian street urchins did to keep themselves happy.
So conkers. Is it like the Bad Fur Day?
Yeah.
Is that where they got that from?
I don't think it's spelled with a Q. Well, no, Conker. Yeah, that is it. It's C-O-N-K-E-R. I think it's the same spelling.
And it's an English game. So.
Ooh, Crippled System is live.
Ooh, sweet.
Wow, notifications.
Things I don't need to watch.
Mm-hmm. And that's also how you play Malifaux.
Pretty
it
much.
Is. Well, given our... Is you just swing around nuts until one breaks, and then you're done.
It's a horse chestnut.
Oh, is that where a horse eats a chestnut and shits it out later, or because they can't process it, or is that that's coffee? Coffee with
those are cats. Those are like elephants. Guatemalan cats.
Oh, really?
So chestnuts are that's shit coffee.
Yeah, the shit coffee.
Yeah. So like these South American
elephants. Like people get
they paper out of elephant poop. You make coffee out of Amazon jungle cat poop.
That isn't correct.
I don't think
that's
so.
Correct.
Yeah. I know it's that at least there's
well, I know it's valuable coffee.
There's also poop
cats.
Coffee.
They're not like house cats, but they're related to cats. It's kind of like how, yeah.
Unlike, well, I guess like since you can get your coffee from literal assholes, I don't think it's too far of a stretch of the imagination to get your beer from people's assholes.
Yeah, it's called IPAs.
Yeah.
Actually, that's beer in general. Yeah, I know I did that.
I'm
in Wisconsin. Screw that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Like,
I
do like cheese, though. So I'm
fine. I thought that, too, until I had two women.
Well, there you go.
Spotted cow.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I can respect people that don't like beer, but as long as you like hard liquor, then
I'm down with hard
liquor. Yeah, as long as you have a damaged childhood too and want to get drunk and forget about your life, then you're fine with me.
Lots of scotch lately. Scotch.
So I have some Nathan. Nathan's got an O face.
Well, I'm just looking at the Conqueror's Championships history. Okay, and in 2001, Eamon Dooley from Freshford in Kilkenny, Ireland, smashed the world record and broke an amazing 306 Conqueror's in an hour.
Wow,
which is actually not sarcastically really fucking impressive. Because
yeah, it is.
Like
that's what.
That's like one every 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's more than rough. 1 minute.
360 would be one every 10 seconds.
Oh, is this on ESPN 8 the Ocho?
It better be. Holy shit. Because
I completely would watch the hell out of
that
shit.
He's lined up and he's just smash, like an assembly line?
I don't know.
Like that karate chopping the coconuts?
Wow. Yeah, I would completely watch that.
I like the guy who karate chops the coconuts because he doesn't make it through all of them.
He doesn't break a single one. He just smashes his hand on the metal rebar. Why'd you stack them? He literally, like, the very first one, his hand glances off and hits, the sharp metal rebar the coconuts are balanced on, and he tries two or three times. It's like, dude, please stop. You've broken at least 20 bones in your hand.
Stop, please.
Now, given my neckbeardy nature, when you first started up talking about whacking nuts together, I really thought we were just going to, like, just go naked and start hitting our ball sacks together.
You're not a neck
testicle
beard.
Torture.
I don't. Your ball sack's weird and has a giant hole in it.
Well, I know I wanted it to have one.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, that was not something
you
that
do
I
that, I'll
wanted.
Play ball conquers with you. Okay, Top well, Gear did a giant game of conquers using caravans suspended from cranes.
That
sounds like something Top Gear would do.
Top Gear. I was just about to say it's some redneck car show, and I'm like, oh, well, it's basically the same thing, right? But with English people.
I saw a video of the Top Gear guys playing soccer with cars, and it was basically Rocket League. So I was like, that's amazing.
I hate Rocket League.
Well, you're wrong.
What?
You're
so
wrong.
What's wrong with you?
You
haven't played with the right people.
The two things that I don't like about games, like sports
games
and car games,
hitting people?
Smashed in one.
It's the first game of our time to say, not our time, but all time, to say that its genre is sports racing and actually be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because NASCAR is not a sport.
I would. It's not really. I guess it's probably not really sports, but I would say like the Burnout series.
What about that Japanese horse racing game?
That is also a game.
That is a racing sport game. Yes.
Yes, that is an interesting.
Polo is kind of a sports racing game.
You don't race in polo.
Well, you've raced.
That's like saying soccer's a foot race.
You don't race in Rocket League either. Hit the ball into the goal. Sorry.
Don't punch the microphone.
I didn't mean to punch the mic. I got
that's your.
I mean,
that's
I guess I'd rather have you punch the mic than me. So
yeah, we didn't bump the crayon either.
Actually,
so.
That would have been good times.
Well, I did say that this was going to be. I did say it predict that this was going to be the first Crippled System episode where there was also a live fight, and that is why we have cameras to capture these moments.
Yeah.
And feed them to the world.
I should have health bars on the channel too. so KO.
That's you work up your momentum in that game and then
exactly
smash people.
Yeah.
What I noticed watching last week's episode to try to find where we infuriated 27 people.
37.
Oh, well, no, because we usually get a good 10 downvotes. So it's 27 extra people.
Yeah, we normally don't get downvotes.
Oh, I should go back and downvote all of our episodes.
I usually try to.
The point is, I noticed that I'm like a wee little hobbit man.
Because, like, you've always been a wee little hobbit man.
I stretched the perspective so much.
Right, like, I'm looking and it's just like, oh my God, there's a halfling. Or this microphone is like 40 feet back.
Yep. I know, they put the big guy right in front of the screen to make you look small.
From the angle, like, my face was just blocked by this, and I looked like a 10-year-old just peeking over, like, hey, guys, I'm part of the podcast.
Who put the really racist like 10-year-old on the show? Like, what happened?
Amanda.
That's every 10-year-old. Yes.
Amanda, Tort says that you hate Rocket League. Like pod racing. Hates Rocket League likes pod racing. You
like
think that Brian is attractive. Amanda, you have terrible opinions on literally everything.
That's a fallacy.
There's a cool color.
You said phallus. High five.
Yeah, she says that word.
Not pod racing. You like that Destiny shit.
Yeah,
that's Destiny. Pod racing.
Well, you don't like that anymore because it fucked you over.
No.
Yes, it did. Or are you back to that abusive relationship? Because on Facebook, you were really clear that you were done with that shit.
I was done with it. Racing's over, so I
nope,
have to
I heard
it.
I heard it. I heard it just
well,
a few
Well, then it was Iron
ago.
Banner, and Iron Banner's a bunch of bullshit.
No, it wasn't Iron Banner. You were racing.
I wasn't. Racing's done.
I heard races. I heard horns.
Because you
the horns were
yeah,
going.
Because I still have a horn, and I go through the public space and just honk my horn constantly.
That seems legit.
Is that
you that sounds like
yes.
Because I did that, they threw me in jail.
That sounds like a Tuesday.
Yeah, just running through public space, it's honking your horn constantly.
I have a clown horn on my sparrow, and so you run up to people and you just honk your horn repetitively, and then they leave because they're angry.
Does Yaki Sax play then? And you chase him around?
Yes, that is something that we've done as well.
Oh, I love Yaki Sax. Makes everything better, really.
Oh, I should link you the griefing thread in the forum. So good.
The pod racing griefing?
No, just the general game griefing thread where they talk about how to grief people in games. Like right now they're talking about Age of Wulan a lot. But like one they talked about was in the Star Wars MMORPG. Like there was this place you can only get to like on a balloon. Balloon. And like the balloon only came like once every like 2 hours. So you had to literally wait in game for this fucking balloon.
Space balloon?
I don't know. But the point is like
Star Wars what like, we're talking about, right?
When the balloon would come and people would go to get on, you would just bump them and they'd fall off the mountain and then just have to go up and wait another 2 hours. Oh. It's a big dick move.
Yeah.
They're talking Legend of Wulan, which is this batshit insane kung fu MMORPG.
Okay.
You could put bounties on people, and then if you capture that person, they went to jail, and they went to jail for like hours of in-game time. Like if you were logged out, it didn't count towards your jail time. So you literally just had to sit in jail for hours, and you could like talk to the other prisoners, but you were in fucking jail.
That seems like a really good idea for their servers to have people just
sitting there doing nothing.
And so the big grief though is that for some like holiday thing, the developers made characters and went on there and put bounties on themselves for like a shitload of money. And so with the bounty, if you capture the if you incapacitate the person, you get the money in addition to going to jail. So they put these massive bounties on themselves. It's like a Where's Waldo thing where you had to go find them. And so all the goons found the developers and protected them. just for like days. They prevented anybody. They had just this army just defending them, not killing them for their own bounty. Like they escorted them and they put them on the throne in the main city and defended this throne room from hundreds and thousands of players for days, like a siege, like Helm's Deep.
That's like a story you hear about EVE Online. I would never play that game because it's it seems like so many spreadsheets and so painful. It's like the KD MMO. But
nobody has fun playing EVE. EVE is not about enjoying yourself.
But what's great about it is the stories.
Yes.
You hear these amazing stories about these epic things where it takes 8 months of like infiltrating this organization. And like what they don't go into is the fact that they had to basically click a button over and over again for 8 months to get that to happen. And yep. for one moment of joy.
But the important thing with EVE is that one moment of joy cost somebody $250,000 real world dollars that's as well. Awesome, that's the thing about EVE is...
The amount of time and effort that people put into those ships and the EVE and that when... it's insane.
Expensive them. The literal expensive them. Like, I watched a video a little bit ago talking about the most expensive items, like, sold in games. And it's things like you can buy property in some of these MMOs for millions of dollars.
Life. There was a big Second Life thing when that first came out that people were doing that stuff.
There is. It's a
really good investment, it turned out.
Because someone else will pay more. Yeah. It's like the idiots who buy stocks and bonds. Idiots.
I cannot think of the name of the game that's been perpetually on Kickstarter for like the past 4 years.
Kingdom Death.
Not Kingdom Death.
No, that came out.
The space one I wouldn't be able to say 2 seconds ago. Whatever. But I know the one you're talking about.
Is that Elite or
No, because it's never going to exist ever.
Star Citizen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's basically like the Wing Commander sequel.
The one that's
in a sense.
Up to like 100 million.
What Star Citizen is people throwing money into a bottomless pit that's on fire. Like, nothing's ever coming out of that shit.
They actually have released a lot of stuff on it so far, but the fact you can go out and pay $800 for just a ship in the fucking game, that's what?
And the game's never coming out.
It's coming out.
No. I guarantee you that game will never come out.
It'll come out and just be shit.
No. They won't even shovelware it. They're bankrupt. Like, that money is being burnt. That game is never seen the light of day. Not even off-road trucking championship shovelware. Like, there is no Star Citizen ever in the future.
Not Farming Simulator 2016?
Not even. No scope corn shot. Mm-hmm. Good times.
You know they have an actual controller for that? Like a Steel Battalion, like full-on, like gigantic Farming Simulator controller to control the tractors?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's called a tractor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they just tell them it's hooked up to a computer. They just trick people into tilling their land. There's really clever Amish people.
Well, that's what StarCraft's all about, really.
Yeah.
But actually, that could work that way. You know, like you have the like gamer in that with the soldiers actually doing things for that, and also like that sci-fi thing I threw up.
So you're saying
that was the plot line of the smash hit Robin Williams film Toys that everybody remembers so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember the shit out of that.
Yeah, with...
I saw that in the theater.
The Wendy and Lisa song.
Need a little more space.
Yeah.
I went to the theater with my dad and my eldest brother, and they went and they watched Basic Instinct. Not Basic Instinct, I'm sorry. Body of Evidence. And then I went and watched Toys. Mm. I was like 12 at the time, so I wasn't going to watch Body of Evidence with them, but...
But they'll let you
in. That's a weird theater fucking movie. Your own.
It's also a bad movie, too. That's like Madonna's second movie, isn't it?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Why the fuck do I know that?
Because Dick Tracy was the first one, right? And it was awesome.
We walked like 5 miles by ourselves.
Yeah, Desperately Seeking Susan was their first one.
Okay, that's a good movie. We were latchkey kids, and we walked like 5 miles to go see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Not in the snow, and not uphill. My point is, like, we could have been abducted. Like, there's no, you know... We had nobody protecting us. We just walked down the highway to get to the theater. Fuck it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was coming out.
The entire new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie is just playing with my heart this entire time because the new trailer's got like Rocksteady and Bebop like looking like actual Rocksteady and Bebop in the shows and talking like them and stuff like that. And I just found out that they have Krang in the freaking movie.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers. it's actually a guy in a robot suit with a brain in his chest. I'm like, and there's apparently
in his stomach.
Drum and stuff like that. It's a stomach. Yes, good point. So, they're playing with my heart because I know it's going to be terrible. It's going to be so bad.
Did you see the first one?
No.
It was bad.
But you can watch it.
It wasn't bad. It was
better than I expected. That doesn't mean it wasn't bad.
No, it was tolerable. It was something I would rank it in the same veins as The Last Witch Hunter.
It was way worse than Last Witch Hunter, bro.
No, I had some...
Witch Hunter was a solid C plus to me.
I gave it a C plus.
I still haven't
Teenage
seen
Mutant
it.
Ninja Turtles. I was expecting F minus and got D plus, and that's how much better it was than I was expecting. It was still shit.
I would give it at least a C plus.
Remember how they had to hold up that thing?
Oh yeah,
because if it fell down, it would kill everybody.
Oh yeah,
and then they just let it go and didn't care anymore because the movie forgot its own plot.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Or like let's
have this countdown for releasing this mutagen around the world or off of this thing.
So but, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, even better. So they have the countdown going, and then at like 5, it just starts spraying out gas.
Let's have all of our turtles hooked up to something that's draining their blood, but then have the only button on the screen be a button that saves their lives. Like, why as a villain did you design it so that the only button on the screen saved the people's lives?
Yeah. It seems like a UI flaw in it. I mean, they probably should have rethought that and sent it back.
If you need the mutagen, why did you not take the unconscious giant rat? Do only the turtles have the mutagen blood? Like it's the racism. 7-foot-tall rat doesn't have the mutagen blood?
It was a black rat.
Did you see the first one?
No.
Do you know how they learned ninjutsu?
I don't know. Watching Bruce Lee, because that seems like what they do in every movie nowadays.
After the turtles and the rat are flushed into the sewer, I'm sorry, not flushed, released in the sewer by April O'Neil, their owner, who had them all as pets when she was a kid, of course.
Wait, what?
After she...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
April
right.
O'Neil had them as kids.
And then when they were little turtles, they could like headbutt through aquarium glass because they were super strong. But she doesn't remember that when she meets super strong turtles later. Anyway, so little
how
kid
old
April
are
O'Neil.
These turtles?
Little, they're teenagers. So little kid April O'Neil lets these turtles down in the sewer where the rat finds a book written in English that is how to be a ninja. And he just reads the book and then teaches the turtles.
Well, so if they're basically One Punch Man turtles.
No, they're Kung Fu Hustle, yeah. Like the little yeah. the little oh, pamphlet on how to do the open fist.
Yep, yep, mm-hmm. It's Kung Fu Hustle style.
They do push-ups every day yeah. and stuff like
see
that.
See if you can find the flaw in this, okay. Ben.
I'm looking forward
Here's
to this.
Here's your trivia. Mm-hmm. I'm breaking that stand. I'm clutching it.
Yeah, I know. It was like the dumb. Handprints were getting...
So April O'Neil's dad is doing studies on these turtles with the evil people want to inject... They want to discover an antidote so that once they have this antidote, they can invent a disease that the antidote cures. So,
okay.
We're not to the question. We're not to the question yet.
So far, this sounds like normal business.
They're injecting the turtles and the rat with mutagen so that they can discover an antidote using their mutagenic blood so that once they have this antidote, they can invent a disease so that they can release the disease in New York City, killing New York City, but then having the disease so they can save the rest of the world and be heroes and blackmail everything. Whatever.
Reasonable.
So... April O'Neil's dad discovers this, so he's killed and the lab is burned down, and April lets the turtles free, and then they go learn to be ninjas. And then teenage years later, the turtles are back, and the evil people find the turtles, and they go, ha 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 ha, we can get the mutagen out of their blood to return to doing our evil plan, which was to run experiments on the mutagen to discover an antidote so that they could build a disease. Mm-hmm. So they capture 4 of the mutant creatures. They let one of them go, because why? And then they let one of the ones that they had captured stay unconscious. So they take 3 of them back. And then they take those 3, and they take the mutagen out of their blood. And they say, ha-ha, we have the mutagen. Now we can release the disease and kill everybody and continue with our evil plan.
Huh.
Wow.
You know, what's funny, yesterday I was at a wedding where there was a 6-year-old girl who was describing in detail the entire plot and every character for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And you sound about the same.
But I want to ask you the question, what's the flaw in their plan here? They have the mutagen. No,
which one?
They have the mutagen. What were they doing with the mutagen originally?
To try killing to make everyone. The disease.
Try to make an antidote
they had
to
make the
disease.
Cure first.
So now they have a mutagen and they have a fucking disease. And so they just spread the disease. Where's the fucking antidote?
Where does Shredder come in?
He's just a robot guy.
Wait, he's a robot?
No, yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
he's like a cyborg.
He's like Iron Man.
Okay, yeah, he's like Iron Man, and he shoots swords out of his arms, and then magnets bring the swords back to his arms.
That sounds cool.
But the whole fucking premise was that they needed the mutagen to make an antidote. They never make the fucking anecdote. Antidote. They never make an anecdote either.
They had a MacGuffin device throughout the entire film, but they didn't know what the MacGuffin device was, or even used it. I mean, it basically had this one thing that they needed, and they're like, meh. Movie.
You're like, it wouldn't be so bad. Like, they could have from the start just said the mutagen is what they need, but they made such a blatant point that their entire evil plan was that they were in the middle of running experiments to turn the mutagen into a cure. They never fucking did that. So how does having the mutagen now suddenly make it so that they don't need to do that step anymore?
I'm still stuck on how you make the antidote before you make the disease.
Well, because, you know, you can figure that out easy.
Yeah, once you've got the antidote.
Yeah, listen, the samurai did that all the time back in the old days, says Shredder.
We have to go back. We have to put up TMT.
Oh, TMT spoilers. Spoiler, there's a random scientist in the back and somebody calls him Mr. Stockman. And that's it. And then he's out of the movie. Thanks for being there, fucko.
Now, admittedly, the new one, they definitely go a lot more into, like, we're going to throw in every reference we possibly can from the original
movie. And that might be better.
Which could be good. They're going full in on it and saying, fuck it, we've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we're going to go completely in on it. Yeah. So we'll see how it works.
Speaking of going completely in on it.
Speaking
of going completely in on it, you have no idea how much Michelangelo wants to just fuck the shit out of April O'Neil. This entire movie, he's just trying to rail her.
Sounds like a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, and he also keeps trying to get her to come back to his room so that they can Skype and drink Orange Crush, because this movie brought to you by Skype and Orange Crush.
Yeah.
Is he a juggalo?
He juggles Orange Crush constantly.
Yeah, that's a high-class juggalo. They've upgraded
from
Faygo.
Yeah, he's moved up from Fanta to the...
To Faygo.
Faygo.
You know, I'm from an area where Faygo's made.
Yeah. You're not allowed at the gathering
you're
anymore.
You're just bad.
No, I don't know my juggalos very well.
Not down with the clown.
I'm really not.
So you make an uninformed discussion. So
yeah, you made you had an uninformed. Of course, you've never had
juggalos. What I do? Yeah, no. That was a beautiful transition there.
That was announcements.
Yes,
I'm moderately attractive, Tort. Shut up. I'm beautiful on the inside.
Tort's Australian. His opinion's irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Something will kill him tomorrow.
I mean, they do make Foster's, and Foster's, I hear, is an excellent beer.
Well, the only thing I know, I just know that it's Australian for beer.
It's PBR in a bigger can, and Australians don't drink Foster's, by the way.
I know, that's why I said it that way, God damn it.
My sister's currently living in New Zealand. That's exactly the same thing as Australia, right?
Yeah, New Zealand. Yeah. It's Foster's, it's Australian
those are the
for
same
New
place,
Zealand.
Right? Yeah, okay.
New Zealand is Australia's Canada.
No.
So it's better.
Isn't it the Mexico?
In every way.
No.
I guess because Tasmania is Australia's Florida.
You could
like, that's where all those Florida man stories come out of.
Nope. You could probably say this. You could probably say that New Zealand is Australia's Cuba.
It wants to be part of the party, but it just can't because they won't take the tattoos off their face.
So that's more of a Puerto Rico.
Well, yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
maybe, Ryan. Maybe.
But I mean, if we're
already
talking like...
I'm niche insulting other cultures now. We've done the Malifaux thing. That ship sailed.
Now we're on to
insulting Maori.
Have we caused Tort's head to explode yet?
No. He says that New Zealand is Australia's hat.
So it is Canada.
Yeah, it's Canada. Yeah. New Zealand is Australia's Canada. Tasmania is Australia's Florida.
Yes.
Because, you know, that's where all the you know, man has penis stuck in whatever stories come out of.
Tasmanian devil?
Probably. Don't fuck with that.
What else are you going to do with Tasmania, I guess?
The guy had a barbed-wired... a dick band tattoo, and Tasmanian devils go crazy for that stuff.
It's tribal.
Yeah, tribal.
Barbed
wired dick bands. It's like those, that's like all of the tattoo, like faux pas, just all
this.
In one mixed up ball of awesome, and it worked, and I did that.
And it's got like Japanese characters around it.
Yeah,
as well.
And it says shopping center.
Do you think
it's got a butterfly?
Think anybody has like inches, like a ruler tattooed on their dick?
Probably.
But the inches are actually like 7/8.
Yeah,
they're like, look, see, it's 8 inches long, and
exactly.
In reality, it's not.
Yeah, I think there could be someone out there.
But that would be inaccurate at different phases.
It would be, because if you're a grower, not a shower,
exactly.
Things get weird.
And suddenly, your measurement is not exact.
You could be 8 inches.
And then you measure your fish with that, and you say, this fish is huge. It's 6 dicks long.
It's a good unit of measurement.
Yeah,
six
of measurement.
That's how you measure your control area in Gilball.
Exactly.
With my dick.
Yep. Little Nate dicks running around. Mm-hmm. Little baby Nate dicks.
It's in the
They're like
rule
the
book.
Cocktail weenies.
Those are only Kickstarter exclusives.
Exactly, yeah. Kickstarter exclusives.
Season 3, they'll have the Nate dicks. So.
Those will be ready for regular season.
The new Gilball team is the podcasters. Mm-hmm.
They don't do shit.
They don't know the rules of the game they're even in.
Yep.
Actually, you just set them up on the side of the field. Yeah. Like an announced team?
Supposedly farmers are the next team that hasn't
been announced farmers,
yet.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah.
They're going to run out of jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is they're at the service level class right now. They could go to, like, IT people.
They have merchants.
For the fluff, yeah. It would make a lot of sense for the storyline for it. It would make a lot of sense to have priests, like religious class of a guild like that. So, or
alcoholites.
Like, Thieves Guild would be really good. There's a lot of things you can do,
but if you're
actually.
A Thieves Guild and there's, like, police around, like, that's kind of a giveaway, isn't it?
Don't stand so close to me. You know what's the only thing I care about less than Guild Ball? Is a Guild Ball fluff.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people die. They kill characters.
Most people die.
Mm-hmm. Not in War Machine.
Except Abe Vigoda. As previously stated, Abe Vigoda does not die. Excuse you. Sturgis died.
Okay, people don't stay dead.
He's pretty much dead.
I got it. Okay.
Vlad 3's dead. Or Vlad in general's dead. Like his third
but
version
his shoulder
was
dead. Is dead.
Yeah. Sorsha's dad is dead.
Okay. Not Harlan Birch.
That's fair.
Garrick Voyle. Characters. Voyle.
Okay.
No, I see your point, though. I mean, they've gone through 10 years.
They do need
10 years plus of characters that have not died. I mean, like
Madrek
was
almost
Karchef was almost killed.
Madrek might be dead now.
I think he may be bled
no,
out.
No, not Madrek. Who was the Scorn one that got yanked under?
Was that Mordek?
Mordekar got flung, like, far away.
Somebody got pulled to hell and devoured by an Urkane beast while...
Oh, that was... Isn't that, like, the reason why Zal's in, like, a... cask now, basically.
That would make sense.
Because he's dead and now in a shitty Ancestral Guardian.
No, because this is post that. Like, somebody literally, like, the ground... it was the battle with Cro-Mac and, what's-his-balls over the axe.
Some Scorn guy was like, hey, I'm relevant.
I think it was Lanterns.
Yeah, I think it was.
Because the Despoiler was there. Because the Despoiler was there, and the Despoiler's his land. That's his beast. Mm-hmm. And, like, the ground opens, he falls into it, and they, even while he's falling into this pit to hell, they have a demon eat him in midair while he's falling to hell.
He's not dead.
Well, of course not. But
it's a prior depressed game. He's going to go epic again.
They double killed him. Like, so maybe they cancel out.
He is one of my favorite casters, so Epic Mordekar would be pretty damn awesome.
Well, you got one of my favorite wins ever in War Machine using that caster.
Poltergeist killboxing someone.
Yes, back when killbox was a loss, his opponent arced a spell, missed, and was pushed 2 inches out of the killbox and lost the game.
It was Kane, actually. He tried
oh,
shooting
it was a shoot.
Me.
Okay,
yeah,
either
he
way.
Got knocked out of the killbox. It was his last activation, and I looked down and went, could you measure your killbox, please? And he looked down and went, oh, you son of a bitch. It was a Madison guy, too, I believe. So. I
nice.
And it was drove down to Dice
yeah,
Dojo.
Yeah, it was in it. Dice Dojo, yeah.
Yeah, there was much anger.
I'm not sure if it was at the same tournament, but I had somebody who had a Mordekar, or not Mordekar, but Mordnebra list.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up killboxing himself after he proceeded to reave in my avatar, reave in this other thing, reave in my book, and just killed everything flat out.
Uh-huh.
And then I noticed that he was just outside of the killbox. Uh-huh. And I was losing that game horribly, but yeah, I won because he killboxed himself. That was unforgiving back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Killbox is better now.
Bad things happen.
What?
Wow.
I'm not sure where that's a reference to.
That's the slogan for Malifaux. So it's their,
That's what I was going to say, though. Before we started on the podcast, that it was not known to the general viewing public or the general listening public that you actually played Malifaux for pretty much all of Mark 1 leading up into Mark 2, and you were one of the, what do they call them?
Henchmen. Did you guys, like, dig up all this information on Brian's past?
No, you posted it.
I did?
Yeah, you posted it. Yeah, you said I was a henchman for Malifaux release
at
2.0.
We got in at before henchmen as a model were ever a thing. We were at the base level of Malifaux. So my baseless comments about the game being shit are not so baseless. I'd been playing basically since day maybe 5, as far as it's not day 1 for sure, but very close to it. And I did become a henchman for the Baraboo Madison lacrosse area because I had moved to lacrosse during this time for school. And I played all the way up until in 2013, we volunteered with Weird at Gen Con. And that was when the 2.0 rules were first available for purchase with all their other plastics. Shortly thereafter that, I started to get out of the game after it just kind of fizzled for me. Like, the changes that were made didn't make the game better, in my opinion, which is completely fine for me to have.
You're ignorant.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's nothing.
True, really.
I am like Jon Snow with vaginas. Mm-hmm.
Wait,
new stuff.
Jon Snow, that's Game of Thrones spoilers. You should put that up there.
Oh, yeah.
I just envisioned literally Jon Snow with vaginas. So it's like just Jon Snow. Like
vagina
bats?
Or?
No, he's just covered in vaginas. Like, yes. He has multiple vaginas all over his body.
So
that's how my brain works.
I guess that's how neckbeards function.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's so popular at the Watch.
That's my background for being in Malifaux. Now, since we're more of a comedy directed podcast and extremes are fun to talk in, I think that I'm perfectly fine with seeing the game ship.
I think legitimately you have the right to talk about it because you've played it.
Exactly.
Mean, so you and we played a little bit of Guild Ball before this, so we can talk about that.
Yep,
a little
so
bit
I can
next.
Tell everybody I'm an expert in Guild Ball.
Exactly. You won. So
I did.
Yeah.
First game.
Everybody wins their first game.
Everybody wins their first game, Brian. Come on. He is a pundit.
Is that how not a pundit yet? I'm still waiting to hear back from them on that. Okay.
But he is somebody.
I understand how the game is played, though. So.
Well, when I was a Malifaux henchman, I tabled noobs all day. I was like, yeah. Welcome to this game. Get the fuck off my table.
He actually did play very well. He legitimately won. I may have pointed out a couple things that led to him winning.
But maybe, but we don't remember
no,
that.
No. So, but I... So I was pretty heavily in War Machine for quite a while, and at times I would get bored of War Machine. I'd pull a Brian and would quit for a little while and would do different things. So I went into Malifaux for a little while because it was shiny and Mark One, and played for a while.
The models are so pretty.
The Mark One models were sort of pretty.
Yeah,
they were a bitch to fucking assemble.
They were
not nearly as bad as the Mark Two ones are.
They were extremely unique for what was out on the market at the time. Go ahead and finish your story of your transition into Malifaux, and I'll give you mine.
So, and the thing about the models too is I had just gotten done painting like all these like Bane Knights or like the same damn sculpt over and over and over again and getting so bored of it. And it was so nice to move into something where even if you had the same model, you would have different sculpts for each version of the model and they had so much character to it. And even more so in the new version. The new version, the new plastics they have, like every one of them has so much character and they're just beautifully made. And it's and really beautifully put together models that are incredibly hard to assemble because a lot of the pieces are ridiculously small. Like, you'll have a face that's got five parts for a face.
I remember putting together, I can't remember the name, because I actually played Malifaux as well, too. So not as much as you guys, but I played a couple games. It's the one with the little baby with the scissors behind.
Oh, Cade.
Yeah. Getting those scissors to be attached on was, other than I could just glue it on, but I like to pin everything.
Yeah, you can't pin the Malifaux now. It's just not possible.
No, that's why you just use the chemical glue.
And yeah, pretty much. You have to fuse everything together. But they definitely have been moving towards better to put together plastics with more parts or less parts.
Well, I did
recently.
See one of the things they finally did was now they have a section on their website for the instructions of how they go together. So there's one resource for it, which is nice too.
They started doing that with when 2E came out, like a little bit after that. So it might have been just after you quit.
Probably.
But
why doesn't Guild Ball have that?
It really should. It's not that bad. Most of the models are like two or three parts, so it's really not that tricky. I mean,
if
you
nice
can't figure out where the keg
attaches
to the belt of the guy, there's like an indentation of where you put it in. So
there's I assembled a Fisherman's Guild
and
I think Butchers.
Okay.
It would have been because he was a Kador player primarily, I think.
Yeah. So
Butchers and Kador, it's just...
Are there bakers or candlestick makers yet?
bakers make a hum. That seems legit. Have cakes that explode on the table and stuff like that.
They pie people.
But surprise pop out of the cake. There's so many possibilities. The game just writes itself.
Exactly.
So,
it does.
But, I mean, just to jump back to Malifaux real quick.
No.
Sorry, I know you're bored as all hell.
Dude, we're tangent. This is how we work.
Yes.
Have you listened to our podcast?
I have listened to the podcast several times. But
floaty vaginas.
So in Mark One, there was all these casters and settings where you could just put together things and 90% of the time you'd win. I mean, and you would have situations like what you were talking about last week where you would, because you build your army at the beginning of it, you could sit down and say, oh, I'm playing against this faction. I can just put together these models, and all of a sudden, I win. It's just automatic. There's very little chance of you winning this with these scenarios and stuff like that. They fixed a lot of that in 2.0.
There was a 1.5 in the middle. Don't
that's
forget
true.
That.
There was a 1.5, and it was slightly less crap. But second edition, they fixed a lot of that. And actually, one of the things I always talked about when I was selling, trying to convince people to buy into Malifaux because I need people to play with, was that you build the people when you sit down. I really like the fact you build the list when you sit down. You had to kind of build your list there. And that's actually one of the things you were talking about. Guild Ball does the same thing.
Yeah, I have been corrected several times by many people.
Well, it's similar. I mean, you don't get the whole faction. You do get a sideboard, though.
Yeah,
you
like
two guys that you can do, and it can be more. But they have different types of tournaments where you could either have six guys, then you have a fixed team, or you have a sideboard, and you can either build your list in secret and then reveal it, or actually what's kind of cool is they have a you reveal character, I reveal character thing going back and forth, so it's kind of like a metagame trying to figure out what the mm-hmm. person's going to pick next from their sideboard and what they're not going to pick. So it's kind of cool. They have several different varieties of ways that you can match things up and play the game. So it's similar, but I don't know. The entire thing with Guild Ball is they took parts from almost every game out there and added it bolted onto War Machine and mm-hmm. simplified War Machine a little bit and stuff mm-hmm. like that to make it better in a lot of ways.
Something that somebody were talking, words and sentence. So we were discussing this.
That was boring and on topic. Yeah.
Blah. The make army when play game thing that Malifaux has. They're saying that that's a big fuck you to new players.
It can be.
Because
it
they, is. Number one, won't own the entire army, mm-hmm. and number two, won't have their entire army memorized.
I'll say one of the things they did in the second edition that was good was the boxes that they release are pretty solid right out of the box as armies. You may want to like switch in one or two guys.
They have the same thing with 1 and 1.5, though. You got the box, and it was, you know, something you played with right away, and then they had suggestions on how to build further. Sure.
You had to usually add a few other things to it, though, to make it work, whereas in 2.0, I think they did a better job of like making it as a cohesive whole. That was my feel on it, was that you could pick up one army and work with it pretty well. So it was okay for new players in that way. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Masters and a lot of stuff in Guild Ball. Or not Guild Ball. Malifaux. That are... It is hard for
new people. Can we just talk for a second about
One
how
Punch
I
Man?
Was promised a new Karas sculpt for fucking ever ago, and they finally released the plastic box, and there's still no additional sculpt for her
they
yet.
Had the perfect
there's
thing
three sculpts
for
her now.
Where's
the third one?
Yeah.
There's a clear plastic one. I count that.
That's not.
Don't get to count that shit.
Yeah, nope. That's bullshit.
There's at least two, and they are pretty badass.
No, so first one, she was like the henchman. She was great. And I always played
Karas. I like her too, actually.
But then there was that like summer league.
It was a summer worldwide league.
Where the faction that won was going to get their henchman, was going to get a new sculpt. And mm-hmm. Arcanists won. And then all of a sudden, plastics come out. There's still no Karas box set for some time, and no additional sculpt.
Yeah, it was one of the last ones to be released.
And there's still no additional sculpt.
Well, let's just talk about how they had the perfect opportunity.
Misfire.
They're all of Malifaux's, like, they do their special con releases, where it's usually, what it had typically first been was a gender shift.
Yep.
So, okay. Johann was Johanna, even though she wasn't part of that thing. I understand part of a different
Santiago.
Deal. Santiago was one of them.
Or
no,
dead.
She wasn't. She
like,
was
they
a
took
special
the whole
one.
Lady Justice faction and made like a...
It kind of went through this weird thing where at first it was we're going to like shift
that.
The, the
valuable,
dead things.
Actually.
Then there was the Nightmare Box or the Nightmare Lord Chompy
bits. Coloring
books.
Yep, all the coloring books.
But they always called it Miss something, like Miss Demeanor was one of them. And she was a convict gunslinger. Miss Pack was another one that they would slip in and a special nurse. They had the perfect opportunity because Karas was the fire mage. They could have done Misfire, nothing. I think because people said it so much and beat them down with it, they said, no, we're not going to do it.
You didn't paint the sky blue.
Yeah,
that house is
not candy enough.
Well, that's not the witch's candy.
It looks like
house.
The witch's
that's
candy
Red
house.
Riding Hood.
It's
grandma's house.
Is that grandma's house?
Yes.
My grandmother's house was out in the woods half an hour from the village.
I didn't read the text. I'm sorry. I apologize.
There's a fucking axe there that they used to disembowel the wolf later.
It does have blood on it, so that does...
No,
that's legit.
That's what an axe looks like. My colors might be backwards. They color in blood.
But that could be blood as well.
It's a big pile of log-like blood.
I have so many crayons to work with, okay?
So the reason why I got into Malifaux in the first place was that I had played a lot of 40K. That was the war game that introduced me to the world of wargaming.
I can't help him with that. Yeah.
It was what was around at that time. Like all these specialist games in a small town, that doesn't mean shit. It's the big games that get the big the big presence on the internet for the most part. So like if you went to a website that said, I want to know about wargaming, it was Daka Daka and Bolter and Chainsword. Sure. These were the sites you would find, so that's what small town people played. It was the big games that had a lot of support. Malifaux came in, and Amanda used to play Magic with me all the time. You know, it was fun that we could be a couple and enjoy the hobbies that we had together.
Always compete for first in a draft.
Yep. So then,
bullshit.
She just never had the interest to play 40K because it was
40K,
no.
Though.
This was at the very first point.
Yeah.
It was before your demon thing. But
slowly killing Nathan.
Yeah, I know it's just bad.
I'm watching his soul slowly leave his body as we talk about things that are on topic. Penis. Is that better?
Yeah.
Why would you think I would want penis?
Every episode I've listened to this show.
Yeah. Basically.
It seems
legit. We're gay. You're gay.
Nathan? I would just think, because you mentioned misdemeanor, and I was thinking of that 1980s cartoon show that I watched that was called Cops, which stood for Central Organization of Police Specialists.
Indeed.
And I had the toys, and they had like cap guns and shit, and there was a villain in there named Misdemeanor, and she was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
there's the guy with the two guns in his chest.
There's a villain in Sentinels called Misinformation.
Yeah, Misinformation. Yes. That's a big one.
Great. And that's Malifaux, the end.
you're so beat. It's okay. Take a nap.
Nathan, tell us all about salsa.
Salsa?
Salsa. Oh, yeah, I do
like
have
dance.
Something
the
you can
dance
rant.
Or the,
I have something you can rant about for a minute. I found the perfect pizza for you at Topper's. The perfect pizza.
This is a trap.
It is great. So you get a pizza. And
I hope
put,
so.
They put cheese and onions and drizzle mustard, and then load it up with brats. Cut up brats. Guess what the sauce is?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Wait, what is it? Because I think I'm going to say fuck you as well.
It's ketchup.
Oh, dear God. Fuck you. That is not a valid pizza sauce.
Fuck you.
I wanted to get you a 6-inch one and just bring it to watch.
I'm going to burn Topper's down. There's a Topper's on my way home. Police, if you're watching this later, you can call this Exhibit A. I'm burning Topper's down tonight.
I just wonder if they have like a big tube of Heinz that they pour on it, or is it really bad in Hunt's ketchup?
You don't fucking put ketchup on brats.
Well, it's not on the brats.
You don't put ketchup on pizza either.
You don't put ketchup on anything.
That's
horrible.
Even if you're a psychopath or one of these deluded fools who puts ketchup on french fries and hamburgers and shit like that, you don't put ketchup on brats, and you won't put ketchup on pizza. So why would you put ketchup on a brat pizza?
It might be called a brizza, but...
Is it called an abomination? Because that's what it fucking is.
When I looked at it, the first thing that turned me off was the mustard, but...
No, there's many things that turn up. Ketchup should be the first thing that turns you off, because that ketchup is the worst thing in the world.
I have
next
a video for you to watch later.
I do not want to watch
neither
that video.
Pizza nor...
It does sound amazing, minus the ketchup, so
yeah.
I'm wondering if you could take off the ketchup and put on sauerkraut.
Put some kraut, yeah. Sauerkraut is
maybe it's
on
topped
pizza.
With sauerkraut instead of cheese. That's the one thing I couldn't remember.
Huh. Ever since I've discovered sauerkraut on pizza, that's what I'll do is I'll go to Papa Murphy's and I'll get pizza and I'll take it home. And before I bake it, I'll put some kraut on it.
Hmm.
I can see
do
that.
Do you
like
Hawaiian style?
Not particularly. I mean...
Do you like banana peppers? Do you like any kind of sweet toppings on your pizza? Because that's what the kraut does, is it gets that sweetness to it. Mm. So if you like, you should try, like, instead of ham and pineapple like Hawaiian is, like, do ham and kraut. Or sausage, you know, sausage and kraut or whatever, but it actually is really good.
Depends how juicy it is.
You have to drain the kraut. You don't want to get the
crust
soggy.
I don't like juicy pizza.
You do not. Yeah, you have to drain the kraut. You don't just pour the can on there.
Just,
yeah, that's where you turn them upside down and slit their throats, right?
You, yeah.
That's
Jar is laughing at the entire time.
I thought it was just you suck their dick a lot. Yeah, like, maybe, you really have to drain that crowd.
There are different ways to drain the crowd.
Yeah. Well, that you do that, and then you do his version. So it's, you know, is it worth it or not?
Oh, God. Well, the thing is, though, the good thing about these specialist pizzas that you get here is you can order one without a certain topping. I'm intrigued by the brat pizza.
It could be good.
I am very ketchup intrigued sauce by it.
You don't put ketchup on brats or fucking pizza. Or
granted, anything. I don't put ketchup on my brats either.
I understand that you and I are in an elevated plane above mm-hmm. the plebeians who still put ketchup on food because yeah. they're dumb and wrong.
Yes.
Also, if you are an idiot who puts ketchup on things, take your ketchup out of your fucking refrigerator. It's not supposed to be refrigerated. It's supposed to be room temperature.
Let me go check to see if there's a Facebook group for ketchup so I can point them to this.
They can fucking download this. You suck ass. When I was a kid, they had that Ketchup Kid book series, and I fucking hated it on principle. What? Some kid who like solved crime and he loved ketchup. It was stupid. They exist. Google it. But it can fucking sell because ketchup can fucking sell.
I don't want to. I don't want to give any credit to him.
Yeah, it's the Hardy Boys, but there's only one of them, and he really liked ketchup. That was the gimmick.
It wasn't the Hardy Boys. It was the Heinz Boys.
The Heinz Boys, yeah. Oh. Well, at least we can maybe agree on Heinz is really the only ketchup that should exist.
And killing Germans.
The Hunts Boys.
Hunts is not good.
Ketchup-loving kid detective is a thing I can Google.
Just the ketchup
kid. Of course
kid.
It's a thing you can Google.
He might not have even been a detective. Just Google the ketchup kid. That's what it was called.
If you go up on Urban Dictionary, I'm sure you could find something there related to it as well.
Was he a pursuer?
Did they make the Uma Thurman joke from Pulp Fiction? For the Fox Force 5?
I'm just trying to think that Hunt's Ketchup missed an opportunity if they never did a parody commercial where defecting Russian submarine commander never insisted that there could only be that brand of ketchup because it would be the Hunts for Red October.
Isn't it Heinz?
Hunts is a different Hunts brand. Hunts is a different
brand. God. That's the stuff, like, if you
that's
go into
competitor.
A restaurant.
Hunts come on. Is the shitty, like, it's not quite Roundy's generic, but it's bad. Like, yeah. that's the
if
bad.
If you go into a restaurant and see a bottle of Hunts on the table, you get up and you walk out.
This shows you exactly how much I give a shit about
your
ketchup.
Your uninformed mind about ketchup should not be talking about it.
You're ignorant of ketchup.
I'm completely fine with being ignorant of ketchup.
And you have a neck beard.
Although it's going to turn out that you were yet. You represented ketchup at Gen Con.
That's
how not ignorant you are.
I did win ketchup Gen Con 2014. It was one of the biggest moments of my life, really.
You could wear a ketchup costume at Gen Con. Nathan could wear a mustard costume.
And then you could fight.
That'd be everything I hate.
Fucking ketchup.
Go in the foam sword fighting thing.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I know what burnt ketchup smells like, and I just can't imagine it. Because, like, sometimes I put ketchup on my burger, and I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot to put the cheese on. Better throw the cheese on, put it back on the grill, and then some of the ketchup will go down to the fire, and then it's really
bad. Well, caramelizes so fast, so high in sugar.
Yeah. It's just not a good smelling, that's for sure.
But you could just put the cheese underneath the burger so that it still would melt.
Yeah, and then I could put back the burger on the grill.
I still have the anecdote of the first time my eldest brother was, you know, my dad would do the grilling, and then he was going to grill, and so he put the burgers on the grill, and then he put the cheese on top of the burgers, and then, like, 5 minutes later, he went to flip them, and was sad. He just stared at him for a while.
That's how you make a cheeseburger.
Wait, at them? So he got through more of them and then went,
well, no, like, he put like 10 burgers on the grill, raw patties, and he put 10 slices of cheese on top of them, and then 5 minutes
raw
later,
okay.
The patties were still raw. Step one, put raw patties on. Step two, put cheese on raw patties. Step three, wait 5 minutes. Step four, go to flip. Weep.
I thought you were talking about how he put cheese on all of them and then flipped them, but
he didn't get to the flipping. He's like, oh. All right.
So I do want to just say a few things about Malifaux.
Oh my God!
I tried to change the subject. I tried.
This is a ketchup rant. I let Nate have his moment,
and
now he's charged up
God
again.
Damn it, we're back on topic.
So.
I'm going to wait this episode on the Malifaux Facebook page.
That's fine. They
Nathan,
can see it for all I care.
Salsa, it's just clearly inferior to tomato sauce.
Well, they're two separate things.
Yeah,
I know which one I'd rather put on my tortilla chips, and I know which one I'd rather put on my spaghetti.
Yeah,
somebody wants a salsa rant. That's salsa rant go. Salsa rant or about a rant on purse dogs.
Well, salsa is Spanish for sauce. Ketchup is technically a sauce. Like, you got your rant.
Purse dogs.
Like, little yapper type dogs, like Mr. Dog.
Yeah, like so Paris Hilton's dog.
Fruit-based salsas? I mean, tomatoes are a fruit, but I mean, what type of salsa? Is it have to be the tomato-based thing? Or
yeah. Does it have to be...
Like a pineapple salsa, is that acceptable?
Oh man, have you had the peach mango salsa?
Yes.
From Target?
No, but yes, I've had peach mango salsa. I have to get the Target
one. Have you had peach salsa, or have you had mango salsa, or have you actually had peach mango as one thing? Because the only time I've found that is the Market Pantry brand at Target.
And that's the
only reason to go to Target is to buy Market Pantry brand peach they do mango have good salsa. Stuff.
And I'll have to try that. I've had that combination before. It must have been a party or something like that, because I don't remember buying Target salsa ever. But
Market Pantry is amazing. Yeah. We talked about this when Jim was
on
the
recommended
podcast.
It 2 houses ago.
Yeah, it is. It's the best off brand ever.
It is a pretty good off
brand. It's its own brand. It's its own existence. There's my word.
Its own plane of existence.
Fuck you. And you want to talk about
so Malifaux.
I was just saying, like, to credit the game, I'll say that the world they've constructed is great. Mm-hmm. I love the background, the fluff. Sure. The characters are super, super, like, rich. The aesthetic appeal of their game through their miniatures and their artwork is phenomenal. Like, if it weren't for the fact that their scale is really low for what I would like out of the game, like, if they bumped the scale up a bit to make the models bigger, I'd like them a lot more. They'd be easier to paint, easier to put together, and just look better on the table. They would be some of the best in the business if it weren't for just that. But when it comes to the game, it is just not what I would consider a good game. I feel like I often am playing the table more than I'm playing my opponent, and I often feel that we're both playing two different games.
Well, and that's because of the whole mechanic where you don't have the same victory conditions.
You do. So. There's varying ones. You get two different ones, and then I think it's two or three side ones.
Yeah, you share a victory condition, but you also have two other victory conditions that can either be, depending on you can either hide it and get less points for it if you achieve it, or reveal it and get more points, which actually I think is one of the coolest mechanisms.
But you don't have to achieve the shared one. Like, you can win the game just doing your own conditions, right?
Well, you could, but it's the total amount of points you have. So you kind of have to play all of the things to achieve it. And some of the crews will work better at certain achievements. And some of them are really, really good at defeating that type of achievement, like getting mm-hmm. schemes and stuff like that of certain types.
So, like, to put it in War Machine terms, it'd be like if you were playing with an achievement of geometry control that you would have brought in the past, like Denegra.
Yeah.
Denegra mm-hmm. 2 would have been something that you would have made sure that was in your force if that was one of your side objectives.
Yeah. Well, because that's the thing. It's like, to put it more into War Machine terms, it's where you don't have to worry about what the table is necessarily. Because, like, you're like, I'm playing Denegra, also every single game I ever play, my goal is going to be geometry control. Because you get to bring your schemes with you.
Exactly. Yeah. You do get to choose
that. And I'll say that Brian, the other Brian, would be the best Malifaux table setter-upper ever.
He would be. That is another good point of the game, is that the tables look amazing when you're wanting to play on them. It's not just a few pieces of terrain here. The whole table has a bunch of terrain on it. It's very dynamic. Also, another reason why I don't like that is because each one of those pieces has a different type of effect on the game, and you have to define, like, height values for cover and everything. So
to some degree, yeah.
And in War Machine, it's really nice because I know that this large base is that volume, that's medium base is that volume, and that small base is that volume. But in Malifaux, I could have a large base thing that's a height 2 model, and I could have a medium base model that's a height 3. It's fluid. It doesn't matter. They're different between the two of them. There's no set rule. And when it comes to trying to be like, I'm going to shoot you behind this cover, and you're like, well, I'm height 3, but this cover is height 2, so that's -1 on your flip. But if it was height 1, it's something else. And it's just, there's so much to remember with how the terrain functions in the game that it's just so convoluted, and there's too many things to remember. It's not that I don't like it because it's too complicated or I can't function at that level. There's just too much going on to the point that I lose track of the game.
Yeah, and I will say that War Machine, if you talk to most new players and things like that, they don't have any conception of what the height rules are. Hell, I have to be reminded of them half the time. Because it's like, when does that block line of sight? When can I shoot over that hill? How much of a bonus do I get for being on that hill? What if there's a wall on it? What if someone put a...
Who put a wall on a hill?
Someone put water in it, then a hill? Yes, exactly. So
Brian's got a hill that has a water feature, has difficult terrain, and a wall around it.
It's with glorious. A
forest. Yeah, it's a hill that's half water, half forest, and then, you put a wall on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's also good when he puts two buildings right in the middle of the scenario, and then you're playing an incorporeal army. It's great.
One of the other things about their
shut up about Malifaux!
No, I'm trying to show these people a good service, and that I'm not just ignoring them. But this will be my very last point about Malifaux.
I have a small point I want to make on Malifaux too.
So, a good thing about the game is the way that it is set up, the way that the models work and interact, is that you get to engage a lot of the table, which in War Machine you don't get to do that. You're really like, if you put terrain in the back 12 inches or 20 inches of the table, it does nothing. Doesn't even matter.
Sure.
So that is another good thing. But the game in general is a death of 1,000 paper cuts for someone who wants to play a more melee punchy army, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's definitely a finesse game as opposed to, although there are certain crews that just hit you really, really hard, but... you're completely right on that. That it can, the terrain being such a big part of it, and a lot of times you're right. You are playing the table as well as playing the opponent. And
I think you're more often playing the table as opposed to your opponent. Like, there's more engaging what's going on around you.
You and your opponent are both playing the table.
True. Yeah, you're not playing against your opponent at that rate. You're both trying to achieve your own thing, and at the end of the game, it's like who did their thing better.
Well, and it's not, I mean, with War Machine, a big part of it is kill your opponent. There may be objectives, there may be steamroller that you're doing, but in Malifaux, it's much more, you've got a steamroller objective, then you have too many steamroller objectives that you're trying to do, and that's what you care about. They may involve killing the opponent. The opponent may just get in the way. You may just walk by each other and go, hello, I'm doing this over here. Pay no attention to me and go on with your business. Yep. So it's a good game. I've kind of gotten a little bit tired of it, and it's got really, really competitive in my area, and that's fine. And there's a lot of people who are really good at it in my area, but I just kind of moved on to 15 other games because that's what apparently I do. So
yeah, and I've
also, it's only neckbeards that play.
Yeah, I have had a neckbeard at times, but I shaved and I realized that I can't play that game anymore.
Let me say something though too. There is a difference between a neckbeard and a beard.
That's a glorious
neckbeard is like you have no mustache and you just have this.
You're hiding your double.
Now beard. You're going. No, see, that's almost Amish.
We're talking about actual beards. A neckbeard is a person.
Yeah, a neckbeard is a way of life.
Yes.
Well, they're like the people with like neckbeards? Dusty Cheeto fingers, and they wear the fedoras.
Fancy
and
sometimes enough
they have like you really anime have something buttons. Against fedoras.
I do they have something.
They get friend zoned.
They do get friend zoned.
That's true.
But not really, because it's not a real thing.
No, the thing is, listen, Amanda, here's the thing. Let's say I'm your friend. No, listen, Amanda. Let's say for the sake of argument that I'm your friend.
Let him tell you how girls work.
For the sake of the argument, we're
friends. Right, let's pretend.
Okay.
So for like 2, 3, 4, 5 years, I'm your friend.
Okay.
You're supposed to have sex with me now. I've earned
that. Apparently, yes. You have put enough friendship coins in. Right. Yeah. And now you've earned the credit.
At least a blowy for holding the
it's
door.
It's like an achievement. I mean, if you found all the unlockables.
Duh.
I mean,
Amanda's favorite phrase is I put friendship coins in and get out sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Women are vending machines.
I wish you on the podcast twice, though.
That's at least. Give him a foot job under the table.
Wait, I'm getting out of the way.
One of the three of us is going to do that. You have to guess.
You know what? I'm fine anyway.
It could be anybody.
It could be anybody. That's why we have cameras.
So, okay. Were you...
Well, that works regardless of gender. Like, Andy and I are obligated to dock. Yeah, like, because we each owe each other sex. The because that's how friendships
game.
Work.
Docking pee game.
No.
See, no, not the docking
you're alone on that one.
I don't know what
you're
alone on that one.
The docking
game to see how long, how much liquid you can fill before it explodes.
With you have to come out like a sprinkler system in like 20 different directions.
You have to pull someone from a burning building to get that. I mean,
so, all right. Now, I'm not saying that this is something that Malifaux players do. It is a part of the mechanic that I have concerns with, considering in other gaming systems, it seems very easy for this to do. Stacking decks.
Yeah.
And knowing where things are in your deck. How many times
do you... They're equivalent to using loaded dice. You know what I mean? Correct. You find somebody who's doing that. Although you can't test a deck for being stacked.
But no, but I see it all happen all the time in like magic tournaments or so. You can stack that deck. It's so easy to do.
Even if you're not stacking in the deck, you can count your cards.
Well, that's completely legit in the game. That's fine. That's actually something you should do as a skill.
Like, that's a thing. Like there's less random and more like knowing what's going to happen.
Well, and that's actually one of the selling points for people who don't like dice is that you do have control. The Black Joker comes out, it's terrible, it ruins everything you're doing.
Whoa.
Yeah, racist, I know.
Urban Joker.
Yes. The other one's the red Joker.
Whoa. Native. You have an urban Joker and a native Joker.
Exactly. I'm sorry. The Native American Joker comes out. But if you have the Black Joker, you can hold in your hand for the entire game. You have one less card to work with, but that's not going to flip out of the deck at any point. So it's a strategy thing.
Wait, Black Joker. Why are you holding on to the Black Joker?
Because then it won't be flipped out of the deck.
You have to hold him by the toe.
Why?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Wow.
So what I was trying to say about this before Nathan just... I think you broke Nathan. People are on the chat was saying, do not do this. Do not break Nathan at all. They like Nathan. They like Nathan in serviceable condition. But when you break Nathan by holding him by his toe or something like that, that's
but
bad.
But if he hollers, you can let him go. It's okay.
I see someone named Cheated Fates Joe. That's got to be a Malifaux person.
It most certainly is.
Yeah.
Yep. So, wow. So
are you wearing a fedora?
We drew people to a live broadcast.
Are you wearing a fedora?
I'm sorry, Cheated Fates Joe. I know I'm not doing a very good job of representing the game.
The audience.
So what I was saying is that's part of the mechanic I don't like is the card flipping mechanic. And that's actually what got me out of the game. It just, to me, like I said, it seems like it's too easy of an avenue for potential cheating. And that's almost my same belief about people who use casino dice that roll them improperly.
That's fair.
The ones that just slow drop it.
Yeah, they're just like, I just drop dice.
Actively, you can see that they are shaking them. Like, correct. That's not
or
an
you
issue,
throw them into your fancy dice tray made by the Wood Gaming
World. I just whip them overhand at my opponent's models.
Wood Making War Gaming,
with metal dice.
The Wood Gaming Wood Maker.
Those like $400 fucking...
No, this is different.
What that Kickstarter?
That's the Wormwood thing.
Yeah, Wormwood.
They want to do an elite dice tray.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah.
Exactly. Holy cow.
I still think that a great Kickstarter would be precision measuring tapes.
Mm-hmm. It would be because the people measure their stuff out and it's like that metal tip on there, that jiggles back and forth.
Exactly.
That's a good,
supposed to be
not on war games.
It's supposed to be that metal. Oh, sorry. The metal part.
God damn it, Andy.
We broke Andy.
He threw something on the table. That's when you know he's bad. That was that.
Also, I think he's about to be wrong.
Okay. Let's listen.
I'm going to disagree.
That metal tip on the end of at the end
penis.
Of the tip measure.
Penis.
If it has a little jiggle
that's
to
my
it,
girl.
That's the type of ones that are meant to catch onto other pieces.
Right.
On like a chunk of wood. And it basically is that's the full measurement.
When it's taut.
It's supposed to be in if you were using it in War Machine style.
Correct. Yeah. What?
Because here's the thing, all tape measures have that jiggle.
Yep, that is a millimeter.
Because
long,
what it is when it's pushed inward, you're measuring to the outside of that metal. You're measuring the very end of where it is because that's what you're supposed to use when you're pushing it like against a wall or something. So in War Machine, you would want it inward because you're measuring to that end point of it.
Correct.
When
correct.
It pulls outward, you're measuring to the inside of the metal, and that's what you're supposed to use when you're hooking on something.
Yep, you're hooking on like a table.
And so that's the thing is like since if you're looking at the end of that metal, but it's out, you're giving yourself an extra 64th of an inch.
Yeah. Just a tip.
It is just a tip. So
I think getting to the deck stacking thing, one of the inherent mechanics that was so egregious in the game during the 1.5 era was Kolodi. he was just powerhouse of a guy. And it wasn't because – part of it was because he could go where he wanted. He had distance for days because he was just like this crazy movie teleporting
marionettes and stuff like that. It was a puppet master controlling marionettes and pulling things in and out. And, yeah, that was dirty.
But his the biggest problem with him was that you could go across the table, do whatever you want. Zoraida could do it too. She'd fly 20 inches across the table. I'm pretty sure it was 20 inches.
About.
And just be like, oh, I'm in Raven form. This is a spell, this is the spell or action I cast, and that's that. But once Kaloti flung himself 14 inches across the table or more, he would burn through the entire deck. And this is why I say the death of 1,000 paper cuts, because if you sit there and you get 20 attacks and you're flipping on the negative flips where you take three cards and pick the lowest, you're going to do a little bit of damage to something, but eventually you're going to hit that red joker if it's not in your hand, and it doesn't matter what else is in there or how many negatives it is, you take that and it's the biggest damage roll you have.
Yeah.
So like there's ways the combat is skewed towards being good for a person who has multiple attacks and not quality.
This is me every day. I just check out when he starts talking.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. The end.
I bring class to this
podcast. So, Guild Ball.
So, we used to have cadence. No, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. Because it alliterates, and I've been thinking about this whole time in between praying for death. Not necessarily just mine. I've been alternating.
But the that's ketchup fair. Pizza.
Fuck, that's... Yeah, I am burning toppers down tonight. Exhibit B.
Can you wait
I can
until
help
I go
you.
Get my ketchup pizza?
Fuck you. Yeah, I'm going to burn it down with you in it.
That's fine.
You're going to have ketchup sauce on your
delicious... The Malifaux roasted
pork. We have to find out because they were out of tomatoes last week.
Yeah, the Malifaux community will be...
The Malifaux community
was
out of
tomatoes. No, they'll love you for burning toppers down with
you. I'm going to link this episode on that Facebook group. I think this has been a fine episode. I would love to hear their input. Are you watching this? If you are, I told the truth.
I didn't.
I want Amanda's area. It's like Katie's corner. Well, no, I've earned that. I've been friends long enough I have earned Amanda's area.
Okay.
We're mashing generals. No, we have Katie's corner. Amanda's area also iterates.
Nice. I like it.
So I listen to that. Talk
when,
about
when
something.
When Amanda's on here, we give her
whatever you want.
Oh, I've been playing Final Fantasy IX finally.
Nice.
Huh? But I'm not very far because I'm a very busy person and work is awful lately. But I am enjoying myself and I look forward to actually just buying it on Steam so that I can like fast forward through most of the game. Mm-hmm. Because
there's
those battles are awful.
Random battles.
It takes forever.
I love random battles. I like
the loading
I
time. The fact you can turn off them though and the new Steam version that's coming out.
No, you can
like,
just turn off random battles.
Like,
you can't turn off the
speed
the
it
load.
Up faster.
The load, want the load time too. Oh. She doesn't want to get rid of the battles. She wants to get rid of the load time to the battles.
Got it.
Yes. Yeah. Also the fact that like I'm like, okay, attack, do some magic over here. And then it's like 30 seconds before someone does something. Fucking drives me crazy. Yeah. I'm just like sitting there like, okay, I guess I'll check my phone while I wait for people to do things.
In the old days, we didn't have phones to check while we waited 4 minutes for the goddamn summon to start.
Oh, I just read a book.
No. Are there black waltzes yet?
Did I what?
Are there black waltzes?
I've killed all three of them so far. I'm still in disc one for sure.
God, I
but
love that
I
game.
Think I'm like
black
getting close
are
to
so
the
cool.
end.
Phoebe's so cool.
Eight and
black
nine
mages.
Are my favorite.
They made those. They made those battles that long for you to yell at your mom.
Mom,
I need more pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Email me if you
Mom,
want pizza
Capri
rolls.
Sun.
Click on this web zone if you want pizza rolls.
Just type / pizza and you'll get pizza rolls sent to you.
You want me to write / fiction about pizza?
I do. Actually.
Sounds hot.
I would
I will fucking
it.
Do that.
It could be.
Could it be
425 degrees?
People brought pizza.
Crippled serving system up. Press. Yes. I will completely read that shit.
That's what I was getting. We were talking about Bebop, and all of a sudden in my head,
Cowboy?
I was thinking about this. Well, Cowboy Bebop, but there's this awful fanfic out on the internet that's called Cowboy Bebop, and I have to find it because it's like 3 paragraphs long. But the person who wrote it has never seen Cowboy Bebop, so they wrote about Bebop from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles if he were a cowboy, and
that's
it's
legit.
Just the best thing ever.
That seems like a legit thing. I mean, he's
so,
a cowboy and he's Bebop.
So
what's
bad.
Wrong with that?
Yeah. Nick was saying that he would mimic Knights of the Round, so then he can make sure he has a good bathroom pick.
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay. Any of those summon spells back then, Bahamut was took forever too. Yeah.
Well, and they kept
first
trying to work
awesome.
Around it because, like, in 7 the summon spells took a month and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In 8 the summon spells took a month and a half, but there was a mini game during the summon spell.
Yeah.
Oh, you just mash the button.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
good.
A great game. That's
yes.
that's awesome. Thank you.
And then yeah.
Track and field the game.
And I think 9 did a decent job because like 9 the first time you cast a summon, it takes forever. I don't think you even have the summoner yet, do you?
I do, but she's got like 30 mana. But
the
and
first time you cast
you
a summon, like ever after getting it, it goes the whole time, so you can watch it go, oh, that's really cool. And then nine times out of 10, it takes a quarter of a second. Like if it's the Bahamut, it just shows the fire blast and it's, it just has a spell.
That's
but
smart.
One out of 10, it shows the full thing. Mm-hmm. But when it does that, it's a critical hit and it does way more damage.
That makes
so you're
perfect
like,
sense.
Oh, so you're happy to see it be long.
I know in
that's
10,
smart.
You can shut them off. You can, the, you can like
yeah,
go into
your
menu.
Yeah, you can skip
them
and
you
stuff
get to
like
watch
that.
The first one, and after that, they're just all super short. And that's great.
Well, not, I kind of, like, I was kind of okay with them being long because it only happened like, maybe not one, like one out of 20, because it was critical hits, and so you were happy when it happened. It was like, oh, yay!
What Final Fantasy was it where you had different ranks of people, like a back row and a front row, and you were switching people back and forward?
Many of
that
the
a lot of
many
them.
Of the Super Nintendo ones.
Okay, because it's been a long, long time since I played a Final Fantasy
fact,
game.
In
so.
Fact, 7 and 9 might even
confident.
Do that.
They do. They
I
do
think
for
9
sure.
I think is what I'm thinking
the last
of.
One that the 10's the first one that doesn't do it, I'm
yeah.
pretty confident.
Yeah, yep, I think so.
I just remember
I
really
10,
liking
I
the battle
really
system.
I didn't really like it as much as I should have.
A 9.
I enjoy
10's good. 10-2 is weird.
You guys
10-2 is terrible.
This beautiful rant that I went on Friday night because I finished 7. I've played 7 before and I've beaten it before, but I just finished it recently, which is why I moved on to 9.
Overrated.
Yes, exactly.
Overrated.
Mm-hmm. 7 is awful.
Let's talk bad about 7.
I won't say it's
terrible.
Awful.
Oh,
I'll
the
say it's
internet
overrated.
Will be against
oh,
this me
is
after
so,
this.
This,
is, now, this
you
is
think Malifaux people
beautiful.
Get angry?
Oh,
oh my God.
The world against me. I can go on for days about
I'm
how...
with
okay,
you.
The characters are all flat.
Terrible.
There's no like personal development, and the story is just... It's overdone. It's garbage. And the end, which is supposed to be like some great, oh, this you don't know what happens. It's so so fantastic and everything is so like intense. It's shit. It's like
I like the bait and switch that it turns out that the main character is just insane and none of the things he claims happened to him.
That was
he's a loser.
Good.
Like I like that was a good plot point.
And
the whole
then he
cloud
woke up.
What was the real guy's name?
Zach.
Zach. The cloud Zach twist. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, although that then led to about 5 spin-off games, which were terrible.
Yeah.
It did lead off to one of my tattoos that nobody knows I have half the time.
I know you have it.
But you have
all
a Zach tattoo?
No, I have a tattoo in the middle of my hand that is blacklight reactive, and it's the Final Fantasy Soldier First Class symbol.
Nice. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yep, just right there. That's where all that discoloration
is. He also
and scar
has
tissue
a
is.
Sephiroth on one of his legs.
No, it's
no,
not
it's,
a Sephiroth. It's
Inuyasha.
Inuyasha. Okay,
it's
sexy
Inuyasha.
Sephiroth.
So it's Sephiroth, basically. With
it's
ears.
Sephiroth
in a bat
Sephiroth
robe. Bathrobe.
In a bathrobe, yeah.
God stupid damn. Sexy
they're
Sephiroth.
They're all the same. They're white haired nerds.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was, it's
with
our,
a big sword.
Or bow and arrow, or
overcompensating.
Just a little bit.
It's when he gets. It's when he gets angry. It gets bigger. Like my penis. I'm so mad.
Zappity.
That's my erection face.
That's know. Your erection face.
Yeah.
I don't think we have any.
Wait, what?
Did you tweet it?
I tweeted that we're broadcasting. I didn't actually say specifically Zappity Grumps.
Well, then while we're
what's
at it, we
this red
can
nub
talk.
Coming out of the bottom of that keychain? I don't get it.
That's
I thought
her,
it was a butt or
Sailor
staff.
Moon.
That's her
no,
staff.
No, but what's the red moon? Nub?
Is that what she holds on
have
to?
You never
yeah, that's
seen,
the
like,
staff.
The pens that they have? When they transform, so but in order to transform into one of the Sailor Scouts, they've got their little transformation pens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom portion of it.
Is that like an ink pen?
But it's a teeny tiny little nub.
Yeah, because that's what would be in her hand.
It's a super deformed
it's,
pen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, that's not Sailor Mercury.
It's Sailor Mars. Because
Sailor Mercury's
she's,
got the short little hair. Hot.
It's really, it's
and
really
and she's
short.
Possibly a lesbian.
Probably.
Probably. That's the motorcycle one, right?
No.
No, motorboating.
The oh. motorcycle one is Sailor Uranus, and she is definitely
yeah.
a lesbian.
Oh,
yeah.
We're 12.
Only likes it in the butt.
We could make that another
that should be the title of the episode.
Nathan, Nathan. Said, well,
only
there was
Nathan
a Nathan likes it in the butt.
Malifaux players butt only one. Like it in the butt.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I did get a chance to play Guild Ball tonight.
I'm sorry.
It was all right. I
shut
enjoyed
up.
The I did enjoy the game.
Ugh.
But this is a War Machine
it.
Podcast.
I don't
want to
talk
we're
about
not,
Guild Ball.
It's a War Machine adjacent podcast, which I think Guild Ball is adjacent to War Machine.
Yes, let's talk about more Sailor Moon.
How about we talk about... Sailor Scouts
let's
bathing in ketchup.
One Punch Mon.
Yes.
One Punch.
Haven't you talked about
the,
before?
Oh, it's so good.
One no. Punch. Are you doing that for recommendations?
I already
no,
did.
No, he's got a different recommendation.
I don't like the show.
You haven't even watched One Punch Man.
Whatever.
He hasn't even seen
I've only seen the first episode.
This table. It's so good.
Don't flip the table.
That's the response you get.
Like that last episode, for a comedy, that thing had baller action sequences. That whole fucking last episode is amazing.
See, my issue is that I was let down by Nathan's last cartoon recommendation.
Which one?
Which was?
It's not a cartoon, okay?
Well, I want to know what the last cartoon recommendation was.
You know what it is.
No, I don't.
It's BoJack.
Yeah, BoJack
I'm having a hard time getting into it.
I haven't watched it yet.
I liked it. I liked BoJack, but it wasn't the second coming that you presented it as. Which you did present it as.
I kind of did present amazing. It. Yeah. I think it's fucking amazing.
Speaking of cartoons,
it's not the funniest. Like, that's the thing. Like, BoJack's weird because it's not the great comedy. Like, it's not like, oh my God, this is an amazing comedy. It's the second coming. And it's like, oh my God, this is the deepest drama. It's the second coming. It's just such a great blending of comedy and drama. It's so real.
Like, it's a good show.
I like it. Except for the horse.
They try to hit on those, like, Daria vibes. They just don't get there.
Ah, Daria.
Man, except I feel like...
Jane.
Daria has those vibes, but with, like, Nerf guns, and BoJack will shoot you in the fucking face with a shotgun every once in a while.
I have the best Zappity Grumble. Are we going to that, or are you guys going to talk about One Punch Man?
The only thing I want to say real quick is Amanda and I tried to watch Archer because I thought, like, oh, I might as well just try and watch it because the creator is a War Machine person.
Yeah.
He painted one of my Vanguards.
Fancy. So I tried to watch it, and I cannot... Amanda, I think, echoed this, or either that or was the progenitor of this statement. That
very often am, and Brian just steals everything I do.
That's why I'm so entertaining on this podcast, because I just reiterate what you say, like, Malifaux sucks. But
I said that.
I can't get over the fact that Archer is Bob's Burgers guy.
Yeah, I definitely said, like, I can't watch it and not see Bob's Burgers.
You mean Archer is the son from Dr. Katz?
Whoever it is, I know him as Bob's Burgers.
Dr. Katz was so good.
He was also Coach McGurk.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's Know the Critic. But.
Coach McGurk.
It's spaghetti time, bitches. Oh, you just remind me. He's also great in something else that it just occurred to me is going to have to be my second recommendation because I need to recommend it. True story. I think I like BoJack more than you because I suffer from the same form of depression that BoJack has. So, like, it hits me really honestly.
Sad.
Sure.
Like the kind of depression you don't want to acknowledge.
Yeah, the passive nihilism.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess so.
You know, like, I don't have the active nihilism of somebody like Rick from Rick and Morty, where, like, nothing matters, so let's do hookers and blow.
Yep.
You know, it's just...
That's a good kind of
active nihilism. I don't know. People who are active... Nihilism blows.
Fucking nihilists.
Nihilism is terrible.
They're, you know, Nazis? Like,
yeah. Nazis. But man, Nazis, you know what really sucks is not Nazis thinking anything matters.
Pissed on your rug?
The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude. Oh, well. What's your zappity grumble that's so amazing? That you're peeing yourself?
I thought you guys go into One Punch Man.
Huh? One Punch Man. It's really good.
There's one person who hasn't seen it, and Ben's only seen one episode. So.
I'm lame. Yeah.
Are we okay? So we're waiting until I've marathoned through
which
this?
Means you just need to watch it all. You could really watch it all in one day.
It's 12 episodes.
Yeah, and they're like, what, 30? Not even 30 minutes.
It's free on Hulu.
Well, they're like 22 or whatever. It's free on Hulu, and it's free on their website, too.
Oh, really? Through it again.
Their website has every episode for free. I would watch it again. Yeah.
Yeah. It grabbed me like Assassin Classroom did.
Assassin Classroom is pretty good too.
Yeah,
We still haven't finished Kill la Kill, so maybe we should actually do that sometime.
I like when girls cosplay as the character from Kill la Kill.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Because then I masturbate like until I chafe. Like, holy shit!
And then they kick you out of the con.
Well, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Well, you just have to cosplay as the guy from Dragon Ball. No, not the Dragon Ball guy. The GIF with
which one?
With the Lonely Island. The Lonely Island Boys GIF.
It's not GIF.
I jizz in my pants.
It's not GIF. It's GIF.
It's GIF.
Choosy
it's
moms.
GIF.
Choose
it's GIF.
GIF. It's GIF.
It's GIF. It's GIF.
You can all shut up. It's GIF.
It's GIF. GIF.
It's graphical interface.
It's graphics.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
GIF. You're all,
but
both.
It's GIF.
It's GIF.
It's GIF.
GIF.
The only argument for pronouncing it GIF is that the creator said it was, and fuck that, death of the author.
It makes
once it's out there,
more sense it makes, to say GIF.
Why?
It rolls name off the tongue easier.
That is not a valid argument.
It sounds like I'm trying to say gift, but it's just like, no, here's a gift.
They usually are gifts. They usually involve cats doing silly things.
You could be the jizz in my pants.
Hey, guess what percentage of single syllable words beginning with G have it pronounced as a soft J sound?
One.
Yeah, like Jeff. Fucking gin is like the only one.
Which is a pretty important one, especially when it's with juice.
It's the worst alcohol.
Laid back.
It tastes like with Christmas trees.
Yeah, it's gift. You're wrong. Anyway, yeah, we should watch One Punch Man. You like it.
All right. I'll marathon it tomorrow.
One Punch! Opening theme song's really good, too.
It is really good.
All right. Do you want it, Nathan?
Yeah, sure.
Here's your zappity grumble.
You're already an asshole, I can tell.
Just for you, a fuck, marry, kill.
Who's this from?
Red Wolf 6.
I don't even know who this is.
It's going to be me catching
up. They have numbers in their name. They have numbers in their name.
Red Wolf 6879.
Yep. Zappity grumble, just for you. Fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah. Let's catch up one of them.
Catch up me and Malibu.
Nope. Rancor, Magnus Adjust, or Sevwol?
Oh, God, who is... Man, this person knows way too much about me. I was just thinking of Sevwol the other day because I was in some old locked rules forum thread and he was in there and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad that guy's fucking gone. Oh,
that's Sevwol.
You don't have to answer this, Nate. I mean, just more so the reaction was priceless.
Fuck. No. I'll get through this. Oh, my God.
Somebody says that we could have a Fuck, Marry, Kill episode. We should probably do that sometime.
That would be pretty good.
That sounds like fun.
I listen to that.
It does.
I would participate.
Oh, it's Dan.
That's Dan?
Dan.
Skittle Dan?
Skittles?
Yeah.
So why is he Red Wolf random numbers?
I forgot that that's actually very similar to his
Wolf random numbers.
Blizzard name.
Why is he Skittles?
He calls himself Red Wolf on there, too. So I remember that now.
Red Wolf Skittles? Well, fuck you, Dan.
Now you're not going to answer.
Now you don't care about
it. So I can't answer. I can't decide. They're all so terrible. Like, the thing is, there's no way I'm fucking Magnus the Just. Have you seen that guy in his little fox mask? He posted a picture of him wearing, like, a fox mask, and it gave me nightmares.
That is.
You see that thing? Yep. It's tormenting.
He's the king of the Merc forums.
God.
Hey, my guess is that Dan was born in June 8th of 1979. We'll find out.
We're almost birthday buddies then. Okay, so I would kill Magnus the Just.
Okay.
You know what? No, I could marry him, but we'd never have sex or touch each other or have the same bedroom. Or anything. Because he's kind of internet famous. Because, you know, for some reason, people on the forums like him. So I can, that'll help me with my cred.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's really important in the War Machine community.
Right? Yeah, it's cred. Yeah.
Okay, so the main forums would like me more because I'd be Magnus the Just husband. And then so I would hate fuck Rancor while, like, choking him and hitting him in the head with a Earthbreaker model.
That's fair.
And then, so I guess that means I'm killing Sevwol. I got through it. I'm so proud of myself.
Well done.
That was pretty.
That tasted as bad as a ketchup pizza.
That was pretty civil.
God,
you just, like, your taste buds are, like, tingling and sweating now?
Like, what? You're already pizza. Just use tomato sauce. Why are you putting...
You know, it's funny.
Fucking ketchup on there.
He reacted better to that question than our Malifaux talk.
I know. It was great.
The Malifaux talk literally was killing him. I could see the soul living his body.
You have to feed him things while you're doing these wargaming talks.
I was in my own little realm.
Yeah.
And then we reeled you back into reality. Welcome to Crippled System. Here's your fucking ketchup packet.
Oh, I don't want to be part of Crippled System if there's ketchup.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
You know what to get him for Christmas next year?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I do like
those, like, quad packs of ketchup from Costco.
We'll get him, like, fancy, like, neckbeard tipster ketchup.
Do you know how good ketchup enemas are?
We can find out.
You will find out if you get me ketchup for Christmas. That's exactly my point.
It's the name of your next album, Ketchup Enema.
Ketchup Enemas. Hmm. No, it was a government-subsidized fuck cruise. Wasn't that it?
That was the name of the band.
Yeah, I forget what the name of the album was.
Well, that's the name of the album.
Now I forget what the name of the band was.
The name of the band was Government Subsidized Fuck Cruise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the album.
Fuck you, Dan.
Ketchup Pizza.
Ketchup Pizza.
Ketchup Pizza.
Zavity.
Rumble.
That's it.
All right. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel shortchanged.
I know the Zappity Grumble is always one of the better parts of this show. Like when you're on it, it's fun to just be like random question from person. Let me put my worthless input on it.
Well, there's a double-digit number of people in chat. Start giving us questions, jerkholes.
What the hell?
Yeah, I was thinking lazy that there bastards. Would be a lot of like whiplash from.
I want 5 questions from each of you. No. While we do a round of recommendations.
You know, or I hear one question from
no,
5 of
no,
you.
No.
I've heard the Malifaux people are lazy no. and can't post questions. So
let's see if their questions are as terrible as their shitty has been game.
We give you your champion.
There's people leaving the chat already, so
you know what's they're terrible? Infinity. Us. Infinity is terrible.
I would want to play.
Actually,
Infinity.
I kind of want to play. I actually just bought some models for Infinity.
I tried the demo of Dark Age once, and it was kind
really?
Of fun.
Dark Age is interesting. The models are really cool. I love Brahm's art style.
Thank you.
But the gameplay just wasn't doing it for me.
It's like every other game that no one plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it looks really beautiful.
Good friends got fucked out of the testing for that game. They helped bring about phase 2 of that, and they ended up being bought out by Cool Mini, I think it was.
Yeah.
And Cool Mini, the gatherer of all failed IPs.
They just basically said, nope, fuck you. And all the beards were excluded from the test group.
Cool Mini just bought out
they helped them
campaigns.
Test that game
they're
for
like
a good year.
That's another
announcement
you know
what we forgot. The movie made me think of this yesterday. We should go on the eBays and the whatnots, and we should scoop up all the Starship Troopers models, and we should play that.
Yeah, we'll play it with 40K rules.
What? No.
It was designed by somebody from 40K.
Yeah. Games Plus still has a lot of 40K, not 40K, Starship Troopers models, because they have everything.
Brian was buying and selling those to help fund his whatever he was doing. His
heroin
at the time.
Addiction.
Yeah, he was buying and selling a ton of those, and they were really expensive for a long time there.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a cool game. Seems like it'd get boring after a while, because you just have bugs versus humans and then random... Other
there
alien
was that third
things.
Race, the cronies or whatever they were called.
The meteors. They just fell from the sky and crushed people. It's a really boring race.
Infinity, in my opinion, was like a hard game to learn. I just didn't, the rules weren't sticking to my ribs.
Way too many tables.
You just weren't... The day that we tried to play it, I sat down and read the whole fucking Infinity rulebook. Like, I don't read rulebooks, and I read that rulebook.
This was when it was like Spanish people trying to write English.
I went through that whole book of butchered English, and I was like, okay, Brian, let us try this. And Brian was like, as checked out as he could ever be, because I was trying to share something with him, not the other way around.
No, I don't think that was your warped woman perspective of it.
You do have a female woman brain.
I guess I do.
Yeah. I was fine with it. You just couldn't explain to me how the game worked half the time.
I was really excited I got to play.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind trying it again one of these days, but...
I'm a bad teacher.
Their new models are beautiful.
Yeah. That's the thing, is their models do look really nice. I mean, they're getting closer and closer these days to looking more like Relic Knights, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
Which is just a bad game.
Yeah, which is really just a bad game.
I'm just trying to piss off every other community I can. I don't know. Does Relic Knights have a community, or just people who bought the Kickstarter and are disappointed?
I think it just has people who bought the boxes and figured out that they can't keep it in their
pocket. People who play Relic Knight, Relic Knight aren't smart enough to figure out how to listen to a podcast.
Oh, that's fair.
So,
prove us wrong.
Figure out how to type in a web address, you illiterate monkeys.
Into the web zone.
Yes.
Order a pizza roll.
Right up there
Make
with
sure
Wrath
you
of Kings
put
people.
Your okay. internet CD into your computer.
Did everybody in the chat give us 5 questions?
We have some questions in the chat. But at the same time, I want to keep this under the 2-hour mark. So it's a choice here. Do we answer these questions? And then maybe you have a very quick gloss over for recommendations?
Lightning round these questions.
Lightning round these questions. Like truly lightning round.
Truly lightning round.
If somebody doesn't lightning round these, they get a stabbing.
Like each question has like it? 1 second per person.
Oh, you're the best.
With a pen so people will remember it because they'll see that mark.
I don't know if I signed up for this.
All right. Do you have Frank's toe knife?
I have keys, so I don't have keys.
Well, dirty knives is
one cost character play.
Yep, character play.
Oh my
it's
god,
it's got a 6-inch range.
Shut up, Zappity!
It does
Grumble.
1 damage and
poisons you.
Yeah, and poison
Shut
and one negative
fuck
one defense.
Shut the fuck up about your fucking mouth.
No, that's Guild Ball.
Shut the fuck up about your fucking guilty foe.
It's one of the few ranged attacks in the game.
Malibu. ball.
Let's play Helderado.
Oh.
They had some cool models.
The worst models look beautiful. When she was talking about Spanish, I'm like, that game's Spanish.
The worst way to go would be Anima Tactics.
Oh, my God.
Let's get a small store like Last Square all open to Anima Tactics. Poor Last Square.
Yep.
All right, Deputy.
Amazing Grace.
Okay, what is everyone's favorite rant of all time?
Nathan's ketchup rant.
Ketchup rant.
Fucking ketchup on pizza.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Just about everything that Dennis Leary says.
Yeah.
That's my favorite rants.
The classic one, though, is the seven dirty words?
Stabbing.
Seven dirty words? Seven.
Zappity. Crumble.
Can't see it.
If you had to eat something with ketchup, what would it be?
Ass.
You wouldn't eat anything.
It would make it, taste better.
It would make it taste better.
A gun?
Eat a gun. That would be good too. Ass or a gun?
Grumble.
All right. That's a new pooper potato. Ass or a gun?
There's no right answer.
What is the best country in South America?
I have to think about countries in South America. Probably
Brazil.
Yeah, we
did Brazil.
Chile.
I'll go Chile. I got a friend in Chile.
Panama?
No.
Panama's Central America.
God damn it.
Yeah, I almost said Ecuador.
Jeremy's not here. I needed to fill in the lack of geography knowledge.
Then you would say Japan.
Yeah. That's true. I would have. England. Okay, go ahead.
No, you would have probably said like South Africa. That's in South America.
South America. That's the best country in Congo.
With the monkeys.
I thought South America was a country.
Zavity.
Rumba.
Dan asks, can you have a copy, your copy of Dune after you get arrested for arson?
Sure. Merry Christmas.
That's nice.
Yeah.
By which I mean the David Lynch film. Fuck you.
How about the sci-fi miniseries? Yeah.
Better.
It is.
The David Lynch film is the only film that I have actually liked.
There you go.
It's the only film that I have liked that has inner monologue.
The David Lynch film is amazing in that I can't tell if it's so terrible or so great. It's fucking terrible. Zappity!
How do you really feel about hipster beers?
Beers? Well, the beer machine guy is helping me find a beer that I would like. He has told me basically my palate's shit, which Nathan would agree with because I like ketchup. So I guess I just like shitty beer, and all hipster beer is supposed to be amazing, and I don't care.
Hops is overrated garbage. It's a shit ingredient that's only used to cover up the flavor of bad beers.
And they're brewed in assholes.
Beer is better than ketchup.
And assholes brew them. And assholes drink them.
Is there a ketchup beer? Oh my God, we need to find it.
Zappity.
I'm sure there is. I'll Google
it. What is the second best podcast after Crippled System, of course?
Guild Ball Tonight.
Lost Aspect.
Yeah, Lost Aspect is probably the best one.
It's the best one you have never heard of.
Not Lost Aspect Radio. I was going to say ass, but Lost Aspect Radio is something that is different. I think they're like a New England podcast.
Really?
Stab him again.
Actually hurt you.
Whatever, it's not a big deal.
All podcasts suck, including us.
Yeah, we're fucking horrible. Why have you listened to us for 143 episodes?
That guy who tweeted and was like, Crippled System are terrible and shit. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's not that's how that whole
Twitter thing ended with you just basically saying that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I got no place to go after this. My thunder's gone. Yeah. Deputy.
Grumble.
Oh, God. There's been more.
Zap, dude, go. Stabbing time.
Yep.
Okay. Will you ever have an episode that will top the episode about adult Easter egg candy, a.k.a. marshmallow jizz?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
139 might have got close. But.
The April Fool's one where we had that was where Swedish Muslim Jeremy was introduced, and we had the interview with Keith talking about how much he hated the Texans.
Oh, correct. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That one was really good. Yeah.
You know the best part is we can now have just an interview with Keith.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't sound much different.
You already have enough interview stuff in the Dresden file thing to...
piece something together.
That was so long to make, but that, I'm so happy.
It was so worth it.
Okay, so Stephanie, trouble. Is there such thing as bad CGI?
Fuck you! Who the fuck is that? I'm gonna fucking kill him. Is that Dan? Fuck you, Dan! Fuck!
Yeah, Dread.
None of you get there. Fine. Zappity. Fuck you, Dan. That's a fuck fort inside joke, and Dan's an asshole.
Just for the record, I love Dread.
Well, Dread's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
How do I ask a girl out?
You be friends with her for 4 or 5 years, and then she's obligated to have sex with you.
Oh.
That's how you get sex, though. How do you ask them out?
Then you end up getting married and everything.
You just continue to ask them, and then continue to ask them, and then when you're just done with asking them, you stab them.
Yeah.
It's worth all this.
Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Say, hey, Zap- you know, hey.
Yeah, just...
That's how you don't end up being the shithead we're making fun of. You know why the girl that... You're perfect for her, and she's always like, why can't I find a nice guy, but she doesn't have sex with you? You know why she doesn't have sex with you?
Okay.
Is you don't fucking ask her to fucking have sex with you. All those asshole jock guys she's blowing came up to her and said, hey, you want to blow me? And she said, sure. And she blew them, and they licked her clit, and they were both happy. If you'd fucking shit or get off the pot and tell the girl you like, hey, I know we're friends, but I'd like to have sex with you. Let's maybe go out. And then when she says no, you shut the fuck up about it. Or if she says yes, you go out and you have sex, and then it's over. Don't fucking pretend to be her friend for years and years to years thinking she owes you shit. You're not really her friend if that's how you're living your fucking life, asshole.
This is my new favorite Nathan rant.
Yeah.
Zappity.
This is a good
grumble.
One.
Only drink fucking coffee true, beer. Though. Only drink coffee beer for the rest of your life, or I have to eat ketchup on everything for the rest of your life.
Ketchup. Coffee
ketchup.
Beer.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
I would take ketchup.
Eat a gun?
No, it's one or the other.
It's like how
one or the other.
Yeah, but like how hot is
it? I want to clarify the first choice.
Coffee beer sounds okay. Awful.
Am I obligated to drink the coffee beer? Because I have to eat to live. Can I just say, you know what? The only beer I'm allowed to drink is coffee beer. I guess I'm never drinking beer
again.
That's
a cop. Because
I'm just wondering. Or is it a bottle a day? Is it the only thing I can drink?
I'd say a bottle a day.
I'd say a bottle a day.
I'll choke down a bottle a day to not have all the food I ever eat get ruined.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
All right, Zevi.
Grumble.
Tort says, Relic Knights has a community. Check out the hentai boards on 4chan.
Bravo, Tort. Well done. You just redeemed Australia.
Travis asks, what is art?
Video games.
You don't know, you fuckers.
I know.
This is not a pipe?
This is not. No, it is a pipe.
Oh, it
this
is a pipe.
Pipe.
I thought it was it. Was
no,
not
it's
a
this
pipe.
Is not a pipe.
No, it's this is a pipe. Oh,
no, it's
wait.
Not.
It's
not
this
a pipe.
Is not a pipe.
It's French for this is not a pipe or something.
I'm pretty sure it's just a pipe.
It's no. It says this is not a pipe because that's the thing. It's supposed to challenge your perspective because it's a picture of a pipe and it says it's not a pipe and that's impossible. But the answer is it's a picture of a pipe, not a pipe. Or the answer is you can lie. It's not really fucking art. But it's this is not a pipe. Is what it says.
Nice. Good, another good rant.
Point is, lots of shit is art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Travis is
urinals.
Trying to Dan me here.
An empty plastic bag blowing on the wind.
Yeah, it's the thing.
Was that
American Beauty?
It's not a pipe. Yeah.
So was that April Fool's episode? Was that the Crippled System / Focus of Fury 71? Or was that...
That was a good one, too.
Just it was the first... It was like early in our episodes because...
it was a 17.
It was the first April 1st that happened after we started podcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's fun and good for the audience? Talking about the numbers of podcasts.
Yeah.
I'm just saying as an audience member.
We
that's
still,
usually what I love the podcast the most.
We still need to have an episode that we split every minute so that we can pass Muse for episode count.
Mm-hmm.
we were going to do that when they started splitting every episode into 3 episodes just to inflate their count.
Yeah, it's a good technique.
Well, the thing is, though, when you record for 8 hours, then it's pretty easy to break it up into four 2-hour chunks.
It's also a lot like making a disease and a cure for the disease.
So you make the cure for the disease first.
All right. As far as I can tell, episode 10, everyone's asking about too, which that was an amazing episode.
Actually, by far best.
Should be checking out our archives. Check it out. See if you can find it.
If you haven't listened to episode 10, you should. It's really good.
Yeah.
No, it's better than ketchup.
Well, so is what Fatty Arbuckle did is better than ketchup.
All right. So.
Oh.
But I like the stairs.
not Fatty McGee, is that you again?
The only time that fucking Adam Sandler is funny is the fucking Comedy Records. Oh my god! Every time I hear about like something's a fatty, I just think of Fatty McGee.
Medium Pace, that Medium Pace song for that same thing.
That was pretty good.
God.
Too. Yeah. I recommend
quickly
two things. One, I already spoke because I tweeted it with our Twitter account and I put it on my Facebook. But it's a Twitter called The Strange Log, and all it is patch notes and log updates from video games devoid of context. That sounds dry and dumb. Go read them. They're fucking amazing. They are art. Like, they are a bizarre form of haiku poetry.
Oh yeah.
They're just brilliant. I want T-shirts of every single one of them. And thing two is a TV show called Nathan for You. I don't know if any of you know that.
Mm-hmm. I know of it. I haven't watched it yet. I was put off by the commercials for it. They seemed just kind of a little pretentious, hipsterish to me.
It's so, you know, like Bar Rescue or whatever, where they come in and like, sure. Oh, this bar's failing, and then he helps and he fixes the bar. So Nathan for You is this comedian, Nathan Barnett, I think is his last name, and he does this to various businesses. We're like, oh, this Froyo shop is failing, so I'll come in and save him. His idea, like, you know, and so these are real shops. Like, it is actually a real thing that he's doing. But he'll go in there, and like the Froyo one, he came up with poo-flavored frozen yogurt. And they just desperately didn't want to do it. And he bullied them into doing it. And like the ad marketing person is like, this is terrible. And so he just started saying like, oh, I noticed you drive a Porsche. People with small dicks drive Porsches. And just fought with the ad exec guy and got kicked out. And then it was terrible. And he's like, hey, so I was thinking maybe poo-flavored stuff isn't that good. And then he left. And that's how he helped that Froyo shop. And he sometimes is helpful. And a couple of the things that were amazing. Do you remember like last year there was that dumb Starbucks that people were talking about on the Facebook feed? There was a ripoff of Starbucks, but it just had dumb in front of everything. So it was dumb Frappuccinos and it was dumb tall, dumb venti. That was him. That was literally them helping a shop. And it was just so subtle that it got out there as a real thing. But it's bizarre and great.
I'll give that a shot after I watch One Punch Man.
Yeah, One Punch was your.
He also tricks a lawyer. The dumb Starbucks one is really fucking amazing because they've got a lawyer that's talking about whether they can legally do this, and the lawyer's like, "Yeah, actually, like this doesn't fall under parody law. You can get into big trouble." And Nathan's like, "Well, really, actually, you'll get into trouble." And the guy's like, "No, I won't get in trouble. Like, I'm not involved." He's like, "No, you're involved because the appearance thing that you signed to be on the show for this interview said that you were wholly responsible for anything we did with dumb Starbucks." And he shows it to the lawyer, and the lawyer won't give it back. So he's just like lunging across the table to grab the thing, and they almost get into a fucking knife fight over this contract. It's amazing.
That does sound pretty good.
I do like Bar Rescue as well.
Yeah.
It's a fun show.
So
not true, but sometimes.
None of those things are actually real.
I am ready to give credit to the Weird Company and say that of their best, of all the games they've ever made, they made a game called Kings of Artifice, which is unfortunately extremely expensive for what it is.
It's a good game.
It is a very good game. It's like this Euro game that's kind of got like an American flip on it. It's just, it's really fun and enjoyable. I think the price point put a lot of people out of it. And I think that a lot of their failings that could very well happen with Darkness Comes Rattling is that they it seems like they cut down the costs because they didn't want to feel the same backlash from Kings of Artifice. So they, instead of putting miniatures in, which would have been perfect.
Yeah.
They put standees in.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Which is just so sad.
It's supposed to be a pretty good game, but Kingdoms or the Knights of Artifice game, apparently, I've seen like on closeout sales for like $8, like everywhere.
Exactly.
Now.
If you can find it somewhere, pick it up. It's a really great game. It's got a lot of cool like wooden pieces in it. You basically just run a race of people that have specialists that build walls in a castle, and you're trying to knock your opponent out of your area. So It's fun stuff. I enjoyed the game. I demoed it a lot in 2013, and I wish I could have picked it up, but I was too yippy over 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Their spinoff games are much better than Private Press spinoff games.
Exactly. I will say that hands down. They make other non-mini games. Like, Jetpack Unicorn was amazing.
Evil Baby Orphanage isn't bad. It's funny.
Conceptually, it's great.
It gets
in theory,
old.
It's... Oh, yeah, okay, sorry.
Have at her.
No, no. That's my recommendation. You guys go. I'll drop off if it comes up.
All right. Go. What do you recommend?
TV show Limitless. I know it's kind of mass markety, but... And it's a spinoff of the Bradley Cooper movie, which was a decent movie. They took something that could have been just this very derivative, just continuation of kind of okay concept. It made it this really incredibly bizarre show. I mean, they half the episodes is this guy like explaining things through the use of puppets, and they had a whole episode that was completely about Ferris Bueller, where he decides he's taking a day off, and the entire thing is like him getting kidnapped by mercenaries, and still somehow he manages to make the entire thing about Ferris Bueller, and the thing ends with like a Principal Rooney on the bus thing. It's just the most bizarre show that I've seen on TV in a long time.
Gummy bears
yeah,
at the
was,
end
there was gummy bears at the end.
Well, there you
legitimately.
Go.
Legitimately. It's really clever. The it's got the sister from Dexter is one of the main characters in it.
I'm out. You ruined your recommendation.
I'm sorry, but she's actually decent in this
show. No.
I didn't like her in Dexter either. She was terrible in Dexter.
She was so fucking horrible. I was so glad she died.
Okay, yes.
Spoilers. Fuck that. She died of like a brain tumor. It was awesome.
And then Dexter turns into a lumberjack.
Yep.
Don't watch Dexter.
Yeah.
The end.
Sorry. I brought up Dexter.
I'm okay.
But seriously, Limitless is a really good show. It's surprisingly good. So,
there. In my head, I misspell Bradley Cooper's name because I know his first name is Bradley. Mm-hmm. But I like to think his first name is Brad and his middle name is Lee. And he just uses all three names.
He's in the show a lot, too, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
So. That's cool. I thought he was just in the pilot just to set the mode for the show.
He's a major character in the show. He's not in like every episode or stuff like that, but I'd say every fourth or fifth episode he shows up. So, and it's like a prime motivator of what's going on, the overall story. But it's surprising.
Cool. You got one?
I'm going to recommend the woodworking wargaming woodworker gentleman on Facebook, the guy who made Brian's box.
Yep.
He also is currently making pens.
Brian
bought me one of these pens for Christmas.
Do we
it's
know
fantastic.
His name?
I don't know what his name is. We can look him up on Facebook.
It's John, I think.
But his pens are fantastic, and I know right now he's doing a giveaway, and if he gets so many likes on Facebook for his page, he will be giving out another pen. And
is this some sort of referral thing
his
where you're
John.
Getting a bunch no, of referrals?
No,
Ponzi scheme.
We have it to really get that crippled it. System money somehow.
Yeah. No,
do,
I mean,
do they
like,
officially
it's,
license
it's
crippled
actually,
system dice trays?
Really yeah, high quality
put it,
stuff,
they'll
though.
Put it up to a $300 price value. No, it's a great alternative to the wormwood ones. People are like, this is too expensive, but I really want a nice-looking dice tray. This guy handcrafts it. You can add on certain things or take off certain things. It's a great thing if you want to get in for like a lower price than what these ridiculous prices on the wormwood ones are going to be.
Also, the pens.
Pens are nice, too. Like
I love writing things.
I used it once and loved it.
Utensils. It's fantastic.
Speaking of internet contests, if you're done, I recommend if you have an internet contest for a product of yours, follow through with the people who actually win that contest.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, I'm not going to say anything else on that because that's
no,
as far
just,
as I'm going to go with that.
Did you win something?
No.
You're hookering out for
I did win something off of an internet contest, and that person / company has, after I sent them my address, like within minutes after they announced me.
Never followed.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Never followed
through
with that request at all. I sent an email out mid-December.
Seems like it wouldn't
blops.
Be bad to call him out as a jerk.
You got your blops.
No, that's something different. That's
that was
completely
the radio,
different.
Wasn't
that's
it?
The radio. Yeah. The radio one. That was cool. But no, this other place, they never. Well, they said when I sent it out in mid December that it was on its way. It'll be there.
They didn't provide a tracking number. Then you know they're probably.
No,
why aren't we calling these people out?
Because I'm nice like that.
I know right, exactly what you're talking
it,
about.
Yep, we're gonna call it out now because we're almost 2 hours. So.
All right. Right. Have a good evening, folks.
Malifaux sucks.
Thanks, hon. Everyone for watching.
Yay, this is why we film.